Bow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Smoochie.
This is Ray.
I'm wondering if Bobby's a little low. No?
Maybe I wasn't leaning into the mic. How about now?
Sure.
All right, I'll turn myself up a little.
Yeah. I think you're on the lapel mic setting. Anyway, we tried lapel mics for about 10 seconds, and it's just not going to work in here. Too much ambient noise, and it was picking up everything. But here we are.
Yeah, apparently we also tried new...
porn couches.
Couch covers.
Yeah.
The other night... No, last week.
Yeah.
Emilio was looking at couch covers.
Yeah. Velvet.
And the only suggestion that I had made was, please, anything but velvet. And then lo and behold, we are in a velvet room with red velvet couch covers, velvet curtains, and earlier Bobby had 70s porn music playing. It's very disturbing.
I think red velvet's fucking delicious.
If anybody's really tripping out on drugs, we could just rub the fuzzy couch and we're going to be okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, this might not be. I'm returning the lapel mic, so maybe I'll return these two.
Please.
Oh, you bought those mics?
Our video look, yeah. But they don't, they just pick up everything. We tested
it. Which did you buy? You're supposed to. Never mind.
I bought everything wrong, okay, guys? All right.
Ask me next time.
I'd like to thank Fractal Design for sponsoring our build with WASD. If you're thinking about building a computer, don't do it without going to fractaldesign.com and checking out their stuff. It is very cool looking. They just came out with their... Oh, no, they had a CPU cooler, but now they came... What was their last thing that they came out with? What was the CPU?
Power supplies?
Power supplies,
yeah.
The Ion Plus.
So they just got those, the Ion Plus, yep. Does all everything you need, but looks better doing it. And if you just look at the reviews,
they do look nice. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
they look very,
very
nice.
Clean look.
I'm glad you're being honest, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lying.
As always, send us some Twitch clip. Anything funny that may happen. There's not a lot of booze today, so maybe it's not going
to
be.
Now that our YouTube channel is in full effect, we're trying to collect these clips on Twitch so we can have a bit of a highlight reel here. I don't know if we'd call them highlights, but maybe if you have a good enough submission, it'll make the cut.
I really want to thank Sniper for doing all the social media. He's posting every day. He's getting, you know, community interaction. Our followers are going up slowly but surely. We're digital underscore logic on most things. Look for us there.
Mm-hmm.
Most
things. Oh, and thank you to, who do we got here? SMI Jeff coming in with the subscription and recycled 13 months on his. Nice.
All very exciting stuff, and it is officially September, guys, which means TwitchCon is happening at the end of this month. So TwitchCon House, we're going to basically...
DLG Con. Change the name. Come on.
Why are we changing the fucking name now?
It's DLG Con.
I know it's DLG Con.
First annual DLG Con.
Oh, we should make a
banner.
What
does that even mean?
Con.
Okay, so DLG Con.
Yeah. There we
How
go.
Much money did you put into DLG Con so far? So what warrants a name change? Anyways, please.
You can buy it. The
help
the name
me finalize the details around this DLG Con house.
Damn, geez.
It just doesn't sound like, I don't know. No one pre-discussed this with me.
We've been talking about it on the Discord for like weeks.
We've been saying it in the last episode. We said in the last two episodes. We have. Oh. And it's all over the Discord.
Okay,
DLG. But it's not official. It's not official.
Yeah, it is.
Because it sounds... Okay.
We made it.
It's not on a t-shirt yet.
It's not on a t-shirt. That's it. But we need a t-shirt.
Yeah, we could call it whatever. Nonetheless, it was a house that I put $5,500 down on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get people to donate and come around for the weekend of TwitchCon, which is happening in San Diego, not to get... you guys confused and think it might be a completely different event all of a sudden. But it is going to be a big event. Please, if you're interested, check out our Discord. We've got all the links on there. And then also as well, reach out to me if you're looking to contribute or participate in any which or way.
Yeah, and we still have the, it's not the master, but the best room that has a bathroom is still available. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's $800 for the weekend.
And by the weekend, that's Friday night, Saturday night.
That's it.
And okay.
Yeah, three days, two nights.
All right. But it's a late checkout on Sunday? What's the
situation? I hope so. Do you know, Chi?
No, I don't know 100%, but I doubt
no, it's isn't
generally,
it?
Yeah.
And wait. It wouldn't be a checkout on Sunday. I believe it's a checkout on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. So it's three nights.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's three nights.
3 nights. 4 days, three nights.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I thought it was three nights. Oh, yeah. Which, I mean, Nick, that's a really good
so
deal.
So great, guys.
Nick might do it then, Chi. I think if it's three nights.
Mm. Yeah.
Doug good says to know. Good to know. You're changing the name, and you don't even know how many days.
We've been talking about on the Discord
and the Discord like all the time.
But no one talked about me. Who I
the last episode me, we talked about it in the episode.
Yeah,
before
I know.
That.
I don't really care about the name or whatever. But it's
apparently,
like,
you do.
I just care about like how much we're actually like putting into it here with like without me like actually being involved. I guess.
No, I think we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got everything.
I wouldn't worry about the money, Chief.
Yeah, Chief, relax.
Yeah, no, we got it covered.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some video games. On the radar, games that have come to our attention recently. The first one I wanted to bring up here, I actually saw this on PC Gamer. This game is called Overland. And it is, let's see, take care of a group of travelers on a post-apocalyptic road trip across the United States in this turn-based survival game. Now, the graphics look very boxy. Yeah, okay, Firewatch.
Not, maybe. Not I can see too that. Much.
And the colors look like Firewatch.
Yeah, it's, you know, very simple colors. There is shadow and shading.
Ooh, what are the bad guys?
They look cool, dude.
This looks turn-based. They're,
yeah, it is I believe turn-based. It is turn-based. Then, and you're working your way across the United States, so it almost seems like Oregon Trail.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
All those things combined sound Zombieland. Pretty good to me. No price yet. Release date is September 19th, so that's coming up pretty soon here.
This reminds me of Death Road to Canada, which is a hilarious mm-hmm. little game like this. If you like, just check it out. It's really weird, really funny, zany kind of... Most of the stuff doesn't even make any sense at all, but it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But this looks a little more serious.
Yeah, maybe going for more of a serious vibe here. Now, I feel like I've played this type of game many times before, but something about it seems appealing.
Yeah, sure.
So, I don't know. Depending on the price, this could go on the wish list.
It looks really cool, man.
Yeah, a combination of a couple things that we like. Turn-based strategy and a little bit of, what do you call it?
Yeah, this is Oregon totally Trail. Something I don't play or would ever play, but that, this guy, I don't know, I'm a sucker for those graphics, dude. I love, like, that art style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that game is Overland. All right, let's talk about Lo-Fi.
Check it out, dude. So, I forgot who it was on Discord, but he just put some money towards a Kickstarter.
Yeah, that was Recycled.
Recycled. If you start watching this, Ray, this...
Next Generation Cyberpunk Virtual Reality.
Yeah, dude. If you start playing it, the guy will start talking about, like, where are our, you know, where's the VR that we were promised? Where's the huge worlds that you go in, you lose yourself in? There's no menus or anything like that. There's no UI. It's just like, this is what he wanted when he heard VR was coming. So now he's making it. He's been in the game for 25 years. And now he's making a full-on, like, what's the fucking cyberpunk movie?
Cyberpunk movie?
Blade Runner?
Blade Runner, yeah. Blade. It all looks like Blade Runner. You're down in the slums. You use a gun, first person, obviously, because it's VR. But what I'm trying to say here, what I'm trying to say is, like,
really?
it's like a full-on world that you live in. And you can fly between the buildings, go inside the buildings. It's a real world. No menus, just like...
Imagine VR in third person. You see yourself play the game.
There's been... People have done that. There is...
They watch themselves.
Play one VR. Or two... one guy...
Whenever you watch the videos on the Blade game, the
Beat Saber.
Beat Saber. If you watch the videos when you're, like, streaming or whatever, you, like...
It's in third person.
Yeah. Like, it shows... Like, I see people, they show, like...
You have their camera behind them.
Yeah, yeah. And then it does, like, a streamer mode thing. It's really cool.
What's the other one? Oh, early on, really early on when VR just came out, this guy hung a camera behind him mm-hmm. and played himself in third person. So he had the VR on and he was watching himself in third person. He said it was like super weird. He's literally walking around in the world and like outside, but he's playing himself in third person. His view is third person perspective.
That's super pretty weird. Cool.
Anyway, this looks fucking super awesome.
I don't know. Seems very ambitious.
Very ambitious. And especially for, how much are they trying to raise? 65,000 or something? What was it?
Well, they're almost at 10,000 right now with 137 backers, 29 days to go. I don't know when it started. Does it tell you that?
I must feel like for a game like what they're supposedly promising, you'd need a lot more money than that.
Big studio. Yep, big studio. But, I mean, it looks good already, but who knows? I don't know.
That's barely one person's salary.
Yeah. He said that the world's already built. He just needs to fill it in, basically, in the video.
The hard part.
The hard part, yeah.
So he's going for $45,000. Well, good luck with that. Now, I noticed down here that...
Hey, fuck off!
it said this was maybe a sequel, or it came after another game called Technolust, which
I've never heard of.
Yeah, wasn't familiar with that, but got some recognition for its... audio design or it's music.
Good luck, man. But if you guys pull this off, that's amazing.
Okay.
And
yeah,
if you
I think
talk
just
to
started
us,
this.
Let us know. I'd like to talk to you about this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think they just started this Kickstarter here. So it'd be interesting to see how that does in a day or two.
Yeah. Sniper, hit him up, please.
All right. Just throwing more on his plate there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. That's great.
Next up, Final Fantasy VIII Remastered.
Woo! Yeah, I only threw this on for you guys. Like, I don't even know what game this is.
Really?
For you guys. Don't throw me in that bunch.
Yeah, these two.
Did they remaster it graphically?
Just a little bit.
A little bit, it looks like.
But not...
They smoothed it out.
But not necessarily...
Yeah, it's like an HD remake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, not I like that. Final Fantasy VIII is a great game.
Sometimes on these remasters, they change the dialogue, too.
Final Fantasy VIII, I feel like, is one of those, you hate it or you love it. Anything after VII, it was so much a love-hate relationship with all of the Final Fantasies. But with Final Fantasy VIII, I definitely enjoyed it. In terms of the combat, it was probably one of my most favorite out of most of the Final Fantasies. Yep. The reason being is because the monsters tiered in difficulty to your level. And then the summons were pretty cool, and there were quick time events with summons. Summons took forever, though, so maybe that wasn't ideal.
Hopefully you can skip them.
This one had...
But then they also had the burst damage ability. I forgot what it's called, but basically you could hit a button at a certain time to proc extra damage.
Yeah,
like a timing thing.
And this one had the best card game. To where I wanted to own this game. Yeah. I wanted this card game. I wanted people to like start playing. It's very simple.
Did they ever make it outside of the game?
It did. It didn't make it. It was only in Japan. Didn't make it over here. Mm-hmm. But
do you need to open a Spotify account in Japanese so that you can?
I know, right?
That's an inside joke. His buddy is a grown man that is more in love in Disneyland than this guy. And so he was in here helping us out with the studio. He's playing Disney songs back to back to back.
He has like ska weird, Disney, like techno.
Yeah,
Disney.
Weird versions of
classical romance, yeah. Date Disney. It's
and
hilarious.
Anyway, there was one album. He was telling us how hard he had to work because it only came out in Japan. And he's like, "Isn't it great?" And we were just like, "Yeah, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, bro.
It is to you.
It is to you."
But no, dude, Final Fantasy VIII was my like. For me, you know, after Final Fantasy, that's when it was just hit or miss. But then again, 10 was great. I loved it. But this Final Fantasy 8 is probably the easiest Final Fantasy of them all. You level up to level 99 or 100, whatever it was, way easier. You can get all your summons and everything, all like the highest level, really easy. I remember there was this one spot, and you just kept fighting those guys, and for some reason, they just gave you a shitload of experience. Mm. You just grinded there for like, I don't know, a couple hours.
If it's broken, then maybe they took it out.
Maybe. But
if Chi's right and they go come up to your level, then you could just kill the easiest things over and over, right?
No. All monsters skew to your level. So it's not like you know how in MMOs once a monster...
You can go back.
Yeah.
You won't get any experience. You won't get any benefit from killing something because they're such a low level.
Right.
It's as long as you go into a battle, I think it skews with your level. So no matter what, you're getting something out of the right. combat.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So if you go after you can kill the easiest.
But what it
no,
does
you can't because
more than anything
the
is,
monsters level but, up with you.
No, I get you.
Some
monsters
got to
be easier than others.
Well, one thing I remember was I power leveled, for some reason, my two characters. I power leveled two characters, and it kind of broke combat. It made it a lot easier because I had two characters that were 10 to 15 levels
higher than
my other character. So it was like, even though the mobs skewed. Is that the right thing I'm trying to think of? The right word?
I don't know. I don't know what the word is.
That they kind of tiered. Like
they leveled up.
They came up. They leveled up. It was still super easy, right?
Yeah, it was.
But because I power leveled.
Yeah, it was just so easy to do it in this game. But this game was great. And now they have a remaster. It's freaking awesome. There's a meme where it's like they're at that dance, right? And there was a very popular one. And it says, you're the best looking guy here. And they zoom in, and he's all pixelated and looks disgusting, you know? Oh, it's like old. So it's a really funny meme.
Yeah.
So when this came out, the remaster, they're like, oh, man, it's going to kill the meme. And they did. You're the best looking guy here. And they show his face all pretty. It's like, oh, they fixed it.
They fixed it. That's funny.
So this game comes out in 14 hours, and it is $20.
I only really put it on here because
$20. That's awesome.
I was scrolling through my phone, and I thought it was Final Fantasy VII, the remake. And I was like, oh, yes, finally, tomorrow. But no.
Oh no! They really remade that game.
But that game's gonna take years to come out. As in, like, it's gonna be the first episode, and then after that,
it's coming out in episodes.
Yeah, man.
Oh my god! Yeah, this just keeps getting worse and worse.
I think this would for $20 totally worth it, especially with the visual upgrade.
It's a fair price.
Yeah.
Yeah, another Final Fantasy I never beat. But
is that Tifa?
No, that's Rinoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! It looks exactly like her.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Next up, Binding of Isaac Repentance.
Yep. So that's the newest.
They're still making shit for this game?
Yeah, man. So he was done, he had said. And this guy made this mod called Antibirth, I think. And it was huge. And it was awesome. And it was really big. But I don't play it because, like, I like to get the... You can't unlock stuff if you're playing with mods, right? So even though this add-on is huge and has all this stuff that you could do, it just wasn't for me because it wasn't from the creators. So, but it was so good that Edmund McMillan or whatever his name is, he hired the guy. And they took the entire mod, added to a DLC, and added more stuff on top of there. They said that there's, if you add up all your hours from all the other all the other Binding of Isaacs, then you still wouldn't reach the amount of content there is in this version. So a video came out of 15 minutes of them playing because they're on a demo. But I saw a lot of new stuff just in the little 15 minutes. And so, yeah, I'm excited for this, of course. I read an interview with Edmund, and he hinted at being excited for that he would be interested in making a sequel. Like, just a flat-out part two. But for now, this is what we're getting, and I'm pretty excited. The most important thing for me was true co-op. So right now, co-op, like, one person's Isaac, and the other person's, like, a little baby. And there's, like, 300 babies, and each one of them, they're a little bit different. They each have a little bit, which is kind of cool. But now you can actually have two Isaacs, or two whatever. Main characters.
Yeah.
So you can play with two main characters. And what I was thinking about...
Is it only local, or can you do that?
That I don't know. And what was the last thing? I was thinking about it. Like, me and Sam, we play a lot of Binding of Isaac together. And I could imagine, like, playing through the game and then seeing an item and, like, trying to do each other's builds. Like, oh, that would clearly be better for you. You grab that or whatever. You know how you do in, like, other games, right? So, because the babies can't pick any items up. And it's kind of boring for the second player because you're weaker than the regular player. You can't pick up items, stuff like that.
Yep.
So
That would do so much for this game if they had online co-op like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't... With this game, every little... I don't know, because, like, I didn't start playing it until, I guess, the Switch, yeah. Right?
And you hated it. You sold it, right?
No, I still have it.
Oh.
I still have it. I was trying to sell it to
Give
you.
Give it to me, dude.
I was trying to sell it to you.
I'll buy it to you. Bring it next time. I'll buy it.
And, but what are they, like, it's a roguelike.
Yep.
And you just get to the end, and then you just play it again with just power-ups.
Okay, so every time you beat it, a little bit more. The finish line is moved a little bit further. So first you kill mom.
Uh-huh.
But then you have to kill mom's heart. And then you got to kill mom's fetus. And then you got to kill... it's fucking super satanic. Everything's super weird. But then it just goes on and on and on. And then you have to fight, like, there's super bad guys called Hush. And,
like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The finish line like, bring up, Bobby, can you bring up Delirium?
And each, Find and each Delirium. Expansion adds more enemies, too. And
yeah, more enemies and more items.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Maybe I might finally give it a shot.
Dude, it, gosh, damn. I mean, top three games of all time for me, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
So this is Delirium. Right now, he's currently the hardest guy in the game to get to. It's just fucking... unless you have a way to heal yourself, it's just... this fight is probably 20 minutes long. And it's just bullet hell the entire time. It doesn't matter how strong you are because they have limiters. It's just insane how hard this guy is. But anyway, so this is new. This came in like last year. So anyway, they just keep adding stuff.
I wonder, like, if they would make a sequel, would the graphics change? Like,
probably not much.
Then what's the point?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then what's the point? Just make more DLCs then.
Yeah.
I feel like a sequel really has to have a little bit of a change with like at least something.
He's talked about that there is limitations on the engine, that they want to do things that they can't do. Just because of the base game.
And then they should go to and a new engine.
That would be part two.
That would be part two.
And then this modder was able to do things within the engine that they didn't even think were possible. Mm. So they're like, oh, let's hire that.
Yeah.
I like your chair or your hat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Parental advisory. Where are we on that? Bobby, are we mature?
Yeah, we must be.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fuck.
All right, next up.
Fuck advisory boards.
Next up is Buoyancy.
I put this on there for you, Bobby. It's getting a little bit of traction because it's kind of somewhat unique. It's a city builder on rafts, basically.
It's a city builder slash
I think we brought this up many months ago.
Did we?
It may not have been, because a city builder on rafts, water. And I said it was like Waterworld. I know we brought this up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Yeah, anyway. I can't remember.
No, it was probably a long time ago before it even had a... About.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that Goose game, dude.
Oh, so that's coming out on Switch.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think they have a release date.
Untitled Goose Game going to come out on Switch. Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Well, $12.99. This game is an early access Buoyancy. So yeah, it's a city builder, but it's in the ocean. So it's like Waterworld, where you have to build it on a raft or connect different parts together. And I love my city builders.
But I don't think it's like Raft. Raft's a way different game.
Yeah, yeah. That's a one person on one raft.
Yeah.
And you're trying to stay alive.
Yeah. No, I said sharks like a raft. I was referring to the raft, the game.
It has pirates, Bobby.
Yeah. Not enough pirate games out there.
Do you have gills behind your ears?
You drink your own urine? I mean, after you run it through the machine, of course. Yeah. All right. Next up, Greedfall.
Speaking of eating, have you seen The Dirt on Netflix? The one about the movie about Motley Crue?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Dude, well, it's...
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's good. It's fucking... I really enjoyed it. But some scenes are just fucked up, like the Ozzy Osbourne scene. When Ozzy Osbourne just starts peeing on the pool floor, and then he starts, like, drinking his pee. Remember
that? Yeah, he drinks his pee.
And then the other guy, I think it was Tommy Lee.
This is based on real events?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne was disgusting. He's crazy. Then Tommy Lee pees. Oh, no, not no. Nikki Six pees, I think. And then he's just because he wants to be like Ozzy, and he's about to drink his own urine. And then Ozzy pushes him away and then jumps on his urine and starts drinking it. And that supposedly happened in real life.
Oh, yeah. God. He also bit a head off a bat.
Yeah, he did that.
He was known for doing crazy shit.
Yeah. I love in South Park where they show Ozzy Osbourne. He's like, and now I'm going to eat this sandwich. And he just eats a regular sandwich. They had to bring it down a level because Ozzy was just all over the place.
Too crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So Greedfall. So we got some gameplay here.
Raft was co-op months ago?
Yeah, Raft was co-op for a while.
Oh, shit.
I never played it, but I would watch a couple streams and my brother play it. The difference between is it Buoyancy?
Yeah, Buoyancy is like a...
It's
a weird word, right?
It's more of a sim builder, and then like Raft is, you were a character, and it was more like survival, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Survival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this looks like kind of a big deal. Put it on the radar. Thank you for that. And he said, is it like a fix for The Witcher 3? And there's a lot of Witcher in it. You can see right away the map looks the same. The UI looks very similar to Witcher. The big difference here that I see is you have a group. You can't see the other two characters. They're behind you, kind of just like running behind you. But once you start fighting, they jump into the fight. And you got to keep them equipped and stuff like that. And then if you go to your camp, if you make camp, you can switch out characters. Like other people are standing there and you can take whoever you want to fill out your, I don't know, for they each have like specialty. Maybe you'll take a healer this time, or maybe you'll take an archer. And they just kind of like jump in when you need them. But the rest of the time, it looks like you're playing single player. I thought that was kind of cool. It seems like there's a lot to this game. Like I said, it looks like Witcher 3 level depth to it. So It's pretty exciting. I don't know if I'm ready for something this deep. I mean, I didn't even get my homework done this week. I didn't play more than an hour of video games this week. So I don't know if I'm ready for a gigantic game like this. And I don't know if I ever will. I got a baby coming.
I like the concept of having a party with you, but it plays like a first person in terms of your what you see on the screen, mobility, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Final Fantasy where those characters are always following you. Hmm. You know what I mean?
But you only see the party
from a top
leader.
Down. But you only see the party leader, and then when you fight,
because when the party's not following you, they just like go inside your body and disappear.
Yeah.
Like you're carrying them around like Pokeballs. But with this, that's really cool, and it makes it pretty fluid. But Dragon Age did that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Where your characters just followed you around.
That reminded me of this, too. But Dragon Age was turn-based, I believe, if you wanted it to be.
It was turn-based.
Yeah.
You could do real-time turn-based, but it was still turn-based.
Could you imagine if you this guys one... all just disappeared inside of me when we're not podcasting? That'd be disturbing.
Oh, I'm just glad I didn't say that. That is not what she said. That is not what she said.
After every podcast, we disappear.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe we should return these velvet couches.
Oh my gosh, please do. I'm like, I can feel my whole body sweat even
but
more on these couches.
It's like soft.
I know.
It's disturbing.
I have an erection.
This is.
Somebody clipped that. Bobby's never. That's the first reference to his penis he's ever made.
Ever.
And it'll be the last.
Bobby, if you fast forward just like
somebody
a hair,
get the pillow.
Actually, don't even do it. He's going to get there. I think I went too far. Yeah. Yeah. So he's at the camp right now and he can choose. No, that's the boner pillow. He could choose his different guys right here at camp and and kit them out and stuff.
Yeah, you can get different party members.
So
it's like a lot of group-based RPGs.
It looks good, though. And it seems like a Victorian age, but I think it's its own world. You know, I dated a girl who thought that Game of Thrones was Earth. Like, she thought that was like she thought it was a period piece.
Yeah. Did she not watch the show? Was she
on? No, she was watching. She loved it.
So she believed that dragons were in.
No, not that part. She thought that like those countries used to exist and shit. She was super dumb.
Wow.
Yeah, she was
that's
dumb.
Fucking awesome. You just kept going.
Hell yeah. You know, my father was my ancestors used to be one of the seven kingdoms.
It's like I'm actually Lannister.
Dude,
my great grandfather was James.
This is the only ex-girlfriend that I'm allowed to talk about in front of Sam because she loves laughing at how dumb she was. The other one was like, we went to the zoo and she goes, "Oh look, a rhinoceros," and I said, "A what?" She says, "A rhinoceros." Like a lot, they're fucking cool, right? I said, "How long have you been calling them that?" She said, "My whole life." I said, "It's a rhinoceros." She said, "Oh. I guess I'll just start calling him that then."
Wow.
That's not so bad.
It never ended. It just kept going and going.
Especially if English wasn't her first language or something.
She's white. White American.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, she was a white girl calling him. Okay.
Damn. So Greedfall comes out September 10th. And that is $50. Pretty steep price tag, but it seems like
a big game. See that.
Yeah.
Actually surprised it's not 60.
This is a double. This is a like a what
between a double and a triple.
You can't blame her. I'm sorry. I'm still kind of hung
two and a half
that.
A.
But
you can't blame her for like butchering
for
an
being
animal's
dumb?
Name.
You can't.
She just had lower than average intelligence. Like
yeah.
We were stuck over the word colon yesterday.
Oh yeah. or less.
Not, I mean, last week. Sorry, I forget my days.
We weren't. So. It's just Emilio.
Yeah, I'm just dumb sometimes, too.
You know, I went to name the episode DL:Gaming, and we've already used that title like 4 years ago. So I believe we've had this conversation before.
I don't care about grammar or punctuation at all. I mean, you could see the way that I type on Discord. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't care about it.
I'm like sticking to the couch. I do not like these velvet covers
God
at all.
Damn it. You're right. I'm probably going to
return these. Return.
What about canvas? Too rough?
What the fuck?
Linoleum will just be sliding off.
Linoleum.
How about we invest in like an AC unit or something instead of.
We thought about making a hole up there. And then having the AC unit come inside, that way it doesn't make noise, so the cold air just comes in. And then we leave the door closed.
I'm going to buy one.
We really need it.
Because it's just going to keep staying hot, right? How many more months of hot do we have?
It's San Diego. And
September, like all September. October, a little bit of October will be hot, too. Seasons are changing, man.
Yeah.
It's different now. Christmas will be in fucking, like...
Barbecue weather.
Yeah, Tommy.
You coming over for Christmas barbecue?
The Christmas barbecue, dude.
That's how they do it in Australia.
Fucking Hawaiian shirts and shit, dude.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk about some games that we have been playing this week. So the big one, World of Warcraft Classic.
They have butchered that, Bobby.
I know, right?
Okay.
I was going to say wow, but...
Just call it WoW Classic.
World of...
Classic War. Warcraft.
Yeah. War Classic.
Gee, before you do your review, I just want to thank Nick for doing a 24-hour stream to raise money for WSD.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He did it. He did it straight. He didn't take any breaks. You know, he's younger. He went 7.5 hours without peeing, like his first pee. Mm-hmm.
That's not unheard of. That's
not for me.
People can do that.
I can do that. That's not so bad.
Yeah, when I sleep.
Because I don't pee at work. And work is, you know, an 8-hour shift.
Oh, I pee every, like, hour at work.
Yeah.
Because I'm drinking a bunch of water the whole time.
And then, like, his first yawn was, like, 12 and a half hours. Anyway, I want to thank Squadron of Idiots for...
Who's next? We should do another
moderating.
One.
You should be.
One.
You should be surprised.
Days is going to be doing one.
Awesome. Okay. You should be... you'll be... You shouldn't be surprised that those who are playing World of Warcraft Classic right now, like their gamer, their gamer endurance is through the roof, and myself included. Like, So let's get into World of Warcraft Classic, guys. I am in love with a game that I was always in love with before. It's awesome. It's fun. And if you haven't played WoW before, or if it's been a while since you've played WoW, I invite you to get back into it. It's just as enjoyable. The nostalgia, old friends, new friends alike, jumping back in. That's if you can get in. The queue is ridiculous. And there were ways around it. There are ways to work, basically to work around it. I myself... Right now, I'm on Harad, the server Harad, and on Alliance, and I'm actually recruiting for my endgame guild, so if you're interested, reach out to me via Discord or on my stream.
Do you want
to
give out your character name or no? Or your guild
name? My character name is Smoochie, and my guild name is Bastion. Yeah.
Bastion. Ooh,
no,
cool.
But the queue is ridiculous, dude. I actually text my brother, and I said, I'll be home in 2 hours, queue me up.
Oh my god,
and dude. He ghost turns on my computer... Fucking, because I turn on my computer. I don't know why. Yeah. I have to.
But that's for all servers right now.
Well, the ones that are full.
I feel like that's not.
And then also it's Labor Day.
Yeah.
So it's not for me. It's not ironic at all because back in the day there were queues. Servers were limited. The population was huge. Blizzard could have done a much better job in hindsight. You know, to make it not as bad as it is, I don't mind a queue, but the fact that it is as bad as it is, I understand people's frustrations, especially if you get disconnected and it's not really your fault. They do give you a grace window, but even if you miss that grace window, you are reset to queue. There are smart ways around it, so if you haven't really thought about doing this yet, remote into your computer, TeamViewer, it's completely free, and set yourself up for success That's all I have to say. Mm. And if the game kicks you out, lo and behold, you have 5 hours to just do other things with your life, I think. And then when you're playing the game, I understand the frustration of, you know, trying to get to a certain quest item, which is hilarious because it's like overlapping. Right, it's, yeah. It makes it really hard to play the game the way it's meant to be played. But it's really ironic and funny at the same time, in my opinion.
Yeah. Jeez, what a clusterfuck. There are a couple
ways, literally. There are a lot of different ways Blizzard has tried to help with this problem. And I think they've opened quite a few servers. They sent out announcements about switching from high populated servers to less populated servers.
But you can't move your character with you, can you?
Hmm?
Can you move your character? No, right?
You can't
move
no, you can't right now. Oh, no, vanilla WoW.
Oh, so they're just saying
option.
Go start at level one somewhere else.
Yeah,
that's
only
fix?
Like 2-3 days in. Come on, when they announce all this stuff. Yeah.
Little by little, they've been adding like the cap, and they've been like adding more people. There can
yeah,
be more people on
been,
the servers.
Like, built like, and then not only that, they have I forgot what it's called, but it's almost like a layering or where you're in the same server, but you don't see other people, and it kind of keeps the cluster out. Unless you like invite them
almost
and then
like
they
like
instant
they servers within a server.
I believe so. I'm not sure if Vanilla had that. I doubt that they did.
Yeah, I doubt they did.
Mm-hmm. So this one here,
yeah, it did.
For
didn't
me,
it had instant servers, didn't it? It was that was part of the original one, always.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about instant servers.
What do you mean by instant servers?
Doesn't it switch you to somewhere else when you go into an instance?
I don't think
something
it
like
had that.
Yeah.
In
well, no,
instance,
no. Instances
yeah.
are
oh, in
different.
Instant.
Yeah.
No, no. Like, for instance, if you're just running around Northshire, Goldshire,
yeah.
Anywhere at all, somebody could literally, you're in the same server with somebody else, but you don't see them right next to you. Mm. Because there's some type, I forgot what it's called, but it's
layering
some type of layering or
right.
phasing, mm-hmm. some different phases. I know it's not called phases, but it's that. And I discovered that too when I was landing and playing this game. But no, yeah, the queue times are really bad. And my best advice is, you know, take it with a grain of salt. It is classic WoW. I'm not over eager to give it my entire life again. So it is frustrating from a gamer's element, and you think Blizzard, should have like learned by now. But at the same time, it's to me, it's the irony of what classic WoW was.
Yeah.
It's like this is basically what we asked for in a sense, but not really. They
right.
just couldn't have anticipated. They didn't even think we wanted classic WoW.
And
so how
up.
Could they have
yeah.
anticipated like the server size and everything else?
Sure.
So.
Sure.
Well, I think it's better. I think releasing Classic WoW is probably a better move than releasing another expansion at
it
this
is.
Point.
And
yeah.
it's interesting because they call it retail Warcraft or retail WoW is if you are playing an up-to-date, have been playing up-to-date expansions of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They call it retail WoW. And mm-hmm. there are different dynamics from like classic gamers to retail gamers. And I don't even know the difference because I haven't played any retail, quote
right.
unquote, retail versions.
For years.
Versions. Did I say virgins or versions?
Either one works.
So I've only ever played through the Burning Crusade and I quit the day Wrath of the Lich King patch. So all that I'm experiencing WoW related is exactly what WoW was to me back then. As it is now. And that is my true nostalgia with the game. And then plus when you're trying to build an end game guild, like my guild right now has over 200 players in the guild already. And whenever I'm online, there's at least 50 to 60 people average. Mm-hmm. And trying to maintain a newer guild dynamic that's going to be successful when we do hit end game, knowing that more than half of them won't ever see level 60.
Are you an officer or?
I am a veteran in the guild that I'm in. So mm-hmm. I'm not an officer per se.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a core. And here's the thing. It's a core group guild. Mm-hmm. And then there's already been guild drama and people
yeah,
who have like quit, and help, like, you know, took things personal and stuff like that. It's legitimately
bad
drama.
Yet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think it was just a discussion with probably, I don't know the details, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was just an argument over servers. Cause
yeah.
I have so many friends who are who have made multiple alts because they're like, oh, the queue time for this server is too long. I'm just going to make an alt on this server. And I was like, no, it's like I can only, I have my main. That's all I can afford right now.
Yeah,
I'm not just going to play the game to play, like, you know, just so I can sit there and play WoW. I'm going to focus on my main class and actually get somewhere with
it. Just what, by the way?
And then not only that, I, you know, like, I'm going to help build up this guild. So that's going to need all of my focus. I can't make an alt just for the sake of making an alt.
Which is, what is your main?
My main right now, I actually went warrior female. Human warrior.
Yeah.
And
holy shit, check this out.
Oh my god.
Gross,
dude.
What are you doing?
It's my eyebrow. It's like fucking like 2 inches long.
He has an eyebrow hair that's
dude.
Like 3 inches
check this
long.
Shit out. It's fucking crazy.
Pull it out.
No. Fuck that. It's gonna hurt.
Pull it.
No. All right. Shit hurts.
That's gross.
Pull it out.
That's so gross, dude.
Why is there a pube coming out of your eye right now?
I don't know. Because I was, never mind, that's dirty.
Yeah, he basically has a curly Q.
It's not curly. It's actually not curly. It's straight.
Gee, I got one more question
about
this.
One more question. We could talk. I could talk forever on Classic WoW.
Where can I buy these retail virgins?
Oh my gosh, all the Barbies, my dude.
Yeah, they already have people that beat, what is it? What's his name? Ragnaros? There was like
really Ragnaros. I heard someone hit like level. Well, I don't know. Maybe
I got in the news
days ago.
I can talk about it later.
Yeah, okay. Quite a few people are. You know, people have already hit level cap, beaten certain things. That's really weird watching you do that. Just yank it out already, or go clip it.
I don't. I'm scared.
You're. In,
it hurts. I'm a bitch when it comes to pulling hair.
It's an eyebrow hair.
Yeah, it's a
samples. Like, mine's out.
It's gonna hurt. All right, name it Chad. This is Chad.
No, but WoW Classic, to everyone that's
I'm not
going to
get rid of Chad. Leave Chad alone.
I'm very nonchalant about the frustrations with Q. Don't take my monotone impression of Q serious because the people are authentically upset about
it. Of course.
It is.
People
it really sucks,
are
huh?
authentically upset about how people are approaching WoW Classic, playing WoW Classic. People are pretty damn upset, but a lot of people, too, I know, like myself, are pretty damn happy that I've been able to gather up new, like I said, new friends, old friends, and relive something that I've loved. And I've been away from it long enough where everything is fresh. And that's why I also went warrior, because I've never played a melee class outside of level 20. Mm. And so now I want to take this all the way to 60 as a warrior class. And warrior is not easy. Leveling at all. It's actually the hardest to level in vanilla.
I've heard.
And it's nice that it is Classic WoW. It is vanilla WoW because it forces you to actually rely on others to get the best experience out of the game.
I've heard the culture right now is great.
People
are very helpful.
Well, the culture was great back then too, and it is potentially toxic.
But it's deteriorated.
My Jeet. Well,
what do you mean?
Like on retail WoW.
Retail WoW, like the general.
People are just rude.
Oh well, yeah.
Not just rude,
but it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, and that's I don't even understand retail WoW, so I'm not the person to ask in terms of comparison.
I guess what it is, and like my brother was talking about it too. Today it's just.
Is he playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. He's,
does he play on your rig or does he have his own rig?
He's. He has a Mac. He has like the biggest, most expensive MacBook Pro.
Oh.
Because it's all audio and it's all.
Gotcha.
He's just making music, so they have it in the studio.
Is he like? Does he make his living through DJing still or no?
Yeah, that and he's a sneakerhead,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. He just finds all these deals and buys.
Do you want to plug him so they can hear his music?
No.
No,
not right now.
Where were you going?
Fuck right off, dude.
Oh, no. So this game actually made it cool because you had to meet people and you had to like make friends and everything to actually get on these guilds, get
your
on these raids.
Reputation matters.
Yeah, it
in
does.
In the servers.
And in the new, like, what is it, retail, whatever you guys are calling it, you know, you just queue up. Just press a button, you queue, you five random people, and you just, so you there's no need.
Oh, no. Right. You're talking about like finding groups and getting dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
just click a button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is, there's a, You have to
meet
be
people.
Social in order to.
Like, yeah, of course you don't have
people,
to, because it's always that guy going, you know, LFG, I'm a 35 mage, blah, blah, blah. So he'll whisper to you, and then, you know, and they'll just add you for that one time. But if you had a good time with him, yeah, and then everyone else,
you friend them.
Yeah. And there you go. And then, you know, you add them to your Ventrilo.
You barely even have to talk to people in retail well. Like, yeah, you go in, you guys get the quest or the dungeon done, mm-hmm, you yeah break up. You don't even look at those guys' names,
right? No, yeah, some guy just goes, yeah, GG, and that's it, and everyone yeah leaves.
It's yeah very impersonal.
Here, yeah, here, they're like, here there's definitely, like I said, the social, the emphasis is, and how to play vanilla or classic, right, is having the right type of people to play alongside with.
Yeah.
That might be it right there. That might be the whole shebang, what he just
and
said.
And the game is really fucking hard. There's a lot of, mm-hmm, you know, actual...
Nick died so much.
And, like, Alliance versus Horde, it's real, mm-hmm, in vanilla. It's real annoying. It's, like, and it's not easy. I am only level... I'm almost 18, and I... And then a lot of my guildmates, or at least from my core group, are around 35, 44... like highest 40 something in my guild.
Yeah.
So like these are, and it's awesome. It's really awesome because it's like, I don't have to dedicate 12 to 15 hours a day to feel like I'm getting anywhere in the game right now. But at the same time,
how
it's nice going
back
in
just to get in.
Well, I remote in, so yeah, I never really still have to wait.
That's bullshit.
And if I do get disconnected, and it's happened to me twice, I just go do whatever else I was going to do. It's not like,
yeah,
it's like, I'm just grateful to have WoW and Classic WoW back, but it's not my life. So I'm not going to just, I say that now.
Yeah.
But,
next week it's going to be like, I haven't slept since last podcast.
Yeah.
And I got married.
I have two. I got two level 60s.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I invite anyone who's just looking for a new home, reach out to me. Like I said, I'm trying to, like, we're building up an established guild.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. I got into this to get into it.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't played since, you know, back in the day. And he really liked it. But, he jumped on with my brother and I, and now we have beef. And then I'm trying to convince Daniel to
Bobby,
start playing.
Any interest?
No, I mean, I like that it's doing so well, and it is very nostalgic for me, and I've been watching a few streams here and there, but with the schedule I got right now, there's no way I could commit yeah any amount of time to it.
Well, if like, so what server are you on, Chi?
Harad,
and it's
PvP.
And your alliance, PvP.
And, yeah, and it's one of the highest, I think it's probably the second highest populated outside of the streamer
yeah
server that they have up. So it's definitely a
streamer server,
not streamer servers. So streamers agreed to all play on the same server.
Oh,
yeah, and that's to kind of protect the social element of WoW. Like a lot of WoW players didn't want streamers in their servers because the notoriety would kind of mess with the social dynamic of
it's been doing it. Like I'm on White Main and yeah I'm playing a Horde, and there's a couple, there's just very little because there are streamers on there,
yeah,
and my brother was just like, oh fuck man, there's a streamer here in the city and everyone's just running behind them and trying to be stupid.
It's kind of like
dancing, waving. Yeah,
yeah. Like a news program. Stuff. We're here and people are in the background.
Yeah, yeah, just so much people just dancing. My yeah brother's like, dude, it's annoying, dude. Like we have like a bunch of people here and they're just there, like annoying the crap out of it. But
Bobby, it always cracks me up when people do that, like jump behind the camera and do something goofy. Like as someone mm-hmm who has done a little bit of work, like in that field, you're just like working with the camera and like audio equipment and lights is like, so like there was a joke about it in some movie where they're like, mm-hmm, they're splashing around in a fountain or something. And the camera guys are looking at them just like, what the hell, you know, because it's so mm-hmm like not anything new or so boring. And some people it's like, they get so excited when they see something.
It's exciting
like that
for them. The audio visual yeah guys are doing it every day.
Yeah.
The person that's jumping in the fucking fountain, yeah, they've mm-hmm never seen.
It's like, before. Imagine what you do for a living and someone is just like jumping in and like making yeah, faces yeah, yeah, and like getting yeah excited.
Yeah. some really, some like notable things with my experiences in Classic WoW, especially with the queue times, you know, even if you aren't at your computer while you're waiting for queue, once you're in the server, you don't want to get kicked out of the server. So in order to do anything, like you have to, you know, do so many different things to try to keep yourself from going AFK. Oh. I actually, ew, I actually, sorry, he just plucked his brow, I'm assuming. Anyways, I gave one of my friends remote access to my computer, and I was at work, and I was 25, 30 minutes from being home, even though my cue popped. Gross! And yeah, Dow TV, that's my dude right there. That's the one that I trust with remote access to my computer.
Rip chat.
Anyways, so like that's how tight-knit I am with my guildies, because I literally had like a screaming fight with one of them today. And then I also have somebody who has remote access to my computer. So if he wanted to like go in my computer and watch me sleep, he probably could. Ooh. But I trust him enough not to do that. And so he helped keep my account alive while I was driving home from work. That was epic. And then I've been playing a lot, and I've been like, since I'm a warrior and struggling, I've been just like finding random people or just who just walk up to me, party invite, and just be nice to them and work together. And like already I've been playing more with strangers and making them into like guildies or friends rather than playing with my existing core, because that's what is required from this game. You have to learn to play nice.
You have to.
Until you are playing like, and you play mean with the opposite race. You play mean like versus the Horde or versus Alliance. Yeah. Like, but it pays to play well together.
It's like if Bobby and I decided, wow, let's do this, Bobby. Let's pick a time, let's play. And then be like, we would have to queue up at the same time. Mm-hmm. We would need favorable cues. We don't even, Bobby and I don't even have enough time to live through one of those cues.
I feel like questing together doesn't seem very ideal unless you guys questing set up I'm saying in terms of population. No, questing together is awesome for this. That's not what I meant. Questing together and figuring out your schedule and somebody else's schedule, like already it's happened to me where I'm leaving somebody in the dust right now, and they already switched servers on me to make an alt account to play with somebody else. Yeah. I'm like, I can't, and I refuse to make an alt because it's like with the server queue times with my intention with the game, I don't have any time or attention to spare.
That's true.
Or to wait around for somebody else.
You do want to get that, just that one character at level 16. Yeah. Just focus on that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, like, because, you know, you do get to that point where you do have to wait, like, for your raids, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, there's not much for you to do other than get rep, you know, like,
or farm,
just like. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, you know, maybe once you get to that point, you know, fuck it, maybe I'll play, because like I'm playing Horde, maybe I'll be like, you know what, fuck it, I'll play Alliance, I'll play on your server and just start a character, you know, and just like have a little bit of fun, but then go back to my other server, of course, really focus on that one.
And I'm having a lot of fun. Like, I will, I can't even tell you, my troll side has come out relentlessly.
Dude, I want to gank like a motherfucker. Playing. That's all I want to do.
Not just ganking. No, I'm not even at that point in the game, but in terms of G-chat, general chat, I'm not really big on general chat or bothering people in general, but like guild chat alone is probably worse than general chat right now in my guild, in my server. It's interesting. It's fun because of that. Like, and that's WoW was perfect for me back then in terms of like what I was looking out of a MMO and a video game socially. And it's still fucking there. Queue times and all, it's worth it.
Cool.
I imagine those will get better.
Obviously.
Because a lot of it is just hype. A lot of these people are going to get bored.
Yeah.
And then people who really want to see through endgame experience, those are going to be like the last man standing.
I wonder how many people are going to get married with this now. That'd be cool. Bunch of weddings or that funeral where everyone crashed and they fucking killed everyone.
Well, did you see on Reddit there was a meme where it's called Dwarven Tinder? It's an item called Dwarven Tinder.
Okay.
And the dude made a joke where he's like, oh, I'm on Dwarven Tinder. You know, you shift click the item. And these lasses are getting on about wanting a guy over 5 feet. it's infuriating.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get off a while, but
it's pretty cool because Bobby, that joke wouldn't have existed in 2004.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Bobby, if you rolled with something, what would you roll? What character?
In classic WoW?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably just do what I did before and be a dwarf paladin, just for old time's sake. Maybe I'd try something.
Hopefully, one over 5 feet.
So, like, I play gnome mage, and that was my main thing. And now that I've always been alliance, so I'm a creative alliance. First time ever playing horde, And I went with an undead mage. I just didn't want to play anything else. I just wanted to stick to what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I'm not joking. I remember my build.
Well, I'd probably go troll, too.
For me, I went in initial intention, warlock, or mage, or any other clothy. But very last second, I was like, fuck it.
Try the new.
Let's do something that it's going to turn this like old game into a new game for me. So I'm human warrior, and I've never played any warrior class across any
fuck it and then fuck it and then fuck it
yeah Total War Shogun
well,
2
well said.
Fuck it.
All right, so last week I made a comment about Knights of Honor 2 Sovereign being an easy version of a Total War game. Yeah, and Sniper said, they're not that hard. So he talked me into playing Shogun, Total War Shogun 2 with him. These Total War games are a little confusing because there's a lot of them, and they all have DLCs and expansions. So it was a little confusing first finding out what exactly I needed. We played Shogun 2, Fall of the Samurai, Rise of the Samurai.
Did you have to buy this?
No, I had it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I talked to him about why this one, and he said, first of all, if you can play one, you can play them all. And in general, this one is like regarded as like one of the better ones. I think that's why he
said that. It has very good reviews. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was a sale recently on Humble Bundle. You could get this and all of its expansions for $7.50. I don't know if that's still going on. It's $30 normally. But yeah, it's a good game. And after about an hour in, like, I definitely felt comfortable with it. I wasn't, these games are not as hard as I thought. It's weird. I haven't played a game exactly like this. It's got parts of maybe Civilization in it and parts of... It's like maybe a bit of a 4X combined with an RTS. So imagine Civilization, like you're building stuff up, and it's a little more simplified than that. Like you have your province, and you build something up there, and you generate troops. And then when you move your troops into battle, then it becomes an RTS, and it's a very slow RTS. It's almost like, you know, when you see a movie about Napoleon, and he's got that map spread out, and he's got the little wooden figures that he's moving across, and he's planning his strategy. That's what this game is like. It's not really a lot of micromanaging, like, oh, move him here, move him there, juke the opponent.
Macro moves.
Yeah, it's not a lot of that, but it's a more like, okay, I'm going to move these guys over here, and they're good against them, and they're going to slowly march their way over here, and I'm going to hold this flank, and if they break through that, then we have a problem. What I really enjoyed about this game, though, is they have this stress factor in it, so your men can get...
Like morale?
Yeah, like morale. So if horses come through and they break your line and they get through, then everybody freaks out, and maybe one of your troops will start panicking, and that in turn freaks out the troops next to them. Mm. They get a little shaken, and maybe something else, like enough of them die where they start panicking until the point where they just flat out retreat and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's really what I wasn't expecting this. Yeah, routing is what they call it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've never played an RTS game like that.
If you were to move your hero over there, does that change?
You don't really have a hero. You have a general. And we played a good amount of this game. We played like two sessions, couple hours each, and I really got a feel for this game, but still there's a lot of intricacies, like these guys are good against that guys.
What were you playing?
We're playing co-op versus the computer, and these are long games.
Yeah.
Like, we still have yet to really get into the meat of the game that we started on the second playthrough. But I really enjoyed it. I didn't really enjoy the Japanese setting so much. I'm very unfamiliar with Asian history.
Right.
And, I mean, maybe even culture and their philosophy and everything. Like, Western, dude, totally know everything. This game would be absolutely fantastic in a Civil War setting, and I believe they have an expansion in Empire, I think you said it was. Bungo, yes, there's a problem called Bungo, which he claims is Japanese bingo. But I would love to play a game like this in the Civil War setting. The Japanese thing, I mean, it was totally cool, like, fine, whatever, but, like, it didn't really do it for me. I would have totally nerded out if it was Civil War.
Right, which there is one, you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's from Empire, and then you have to get an expansion, maybe it was a mod. I don't know. Again, very confusing. Another little tiny detail that I thought was so cool about this is when you zoom in on your troops, they look different. Like, you when you create your general, you can, or your main character, like your emperor or whatever, you can choose different. It's like, you know, custom or character customization, right? You choose a hat, you choose a face, you choose a skin color, like,
and
all the usual
armies
stuff
changes based on what your decision?
No, it's not based on that. But they take all that and they randomly generate it for each little person in the troop. So usually I'm used to seeing, you know, in Warcraft RTS, you generate one orc, you spawn another orc, they look exactly the same.
Right.
In this game, like your troops, every guy in the row, and there's like hundreds of them, every guy looks a little bit different. So
that's pretty cool.
It gives it a little texture.
To do that.
Yeah, it gives it a little texture, and it just makes it seem a little more realistic. So yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed this game. I'm glad that I finally was able to break into this Total War series, and I can say, like, I really was putting this game on a pedestal. Like, oh man, I was putting it on like Crusader Kings pedestal here.
Right,
like,
right.
It is not that bad. Like, of course, I had Sniper there to explain a lot to me, but an hour into this, and I was totally comfortable with it. Nice. Also, naval battles. Which we really struggled with, but the naval battles are very cool.
To explain that reference, Crusader Kings, I watched a 45-minute video on how to play it. Still had no idea what I was doing.
What the fuck? I've never played these games.
Don't play Crusader Kings, man.
I've never played.
It's so fucking hard.
Like that last one we talked, I think it was also a Total War game. I think the newest one just came out, like a month ago or 2 months ago. I think that's the one we talked about. That looked really interesting.
The Warhammer ones look super dope, man. And they got really good reviews.
And that one I think is easier even yet.
I think they're cooler because they have magic.
It's more like an arcade-y like simulation type game, right? Like the Total War ones. They're a little bit more
easier.
No,
I think
easier.
It's the same thing. They just added magic.
No, I thought it was more of just like highlight this group of people. One to attack, two to jump, and three to do jumping
jacks. I don't know if
jacks.
It's that dumbed down, but I heard they simplified it a little bit more. Yeah.
I know they got easier, so.
Yeah.
It's just funny, because I remember these games being so, way fucking harder.
And also, a guy sitting down and taking the time to hold your hand, that's all the world of difference.
Yeah, that totally is. I would want that.
Yeah. You know what, though? It made me think about the ways that I play games sometimes. Like, last week when I played Age of Empires, the Definitive Edition, I didn't do the campaign. I didn't do the tutorial. I just created a versus match versus the computer, and I jumped right in, even though I wasn't really familiar with that game. And I find with different games, sometimes I take a different approach. Sometimes I do the tutorial. Sometimes I do the campaign, and they kind of hold your hand and build baby steps through each game. Oh, thank you. Is this water? Awesome.
Thank you.
But with other games, I find I'll just start a match and I'll just learn by necessity. Like I'll figure out like, okay, I build these guys. Oh man, they die really quick to these guys. Why is that? And then I look at the stats. The problem with that is sometimes you can miss a thing or two. You know, there have been times where I've learned a game through that approach, and then I've gone back maybe a year later and play the tutorial and learn something. Like step two of the tutorial, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know you could do that. So maybe it's best to do both. I don't know what the proper approach is. But I look forward to completing this game with Sniper. Like, we aren't that far into the game. So I wouldn't even know how many hours we have left.
Gee.
What's going on?
Jay, apparently there's lots of beers.
Check the fridge. There's,
okay, we got
be a
beer
bunch of
last night, I guess.
Yeah. We didn't finish them all. Sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry about that, guys.
But beer takes precedence over Japanese.
Yeah. I think we got to bring it up a little bit. I think we got to chug.
Dude, this is the most low energy. Like, it's not a bad episode,
dude.
But we've been super low energy.
Well, no, not really. I think Bobby was totally, he's killing it right now with this shit.
Yeah, he's talking about his erection.
Bobby's killing it right now, so we're good.
Yeah. I really want to finish the game that we started, but I would love to explore some other Total War games. But I'm just, there's so many of them. I really want to check out the Civil War one, but I'm worried Empire is a very old version. Yeah, so Total War, Shogun 2.
Charged.
Definitely recommend it.
Cool. Celeste was free on...
yeah, girl.
Zero. She walked in with tons of beers. Thanks, Chi.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, boy. All right.
Huh?
All right.
You guys got a late start on the drinking in this podcast.
Well, I've been drinking the whole time. Ray's winning the challenge, by the way. His gut's like...
A little smaller, yes.
And I'm still...
Just a little bit.
I'm still gelatinous.
Just a little bit. No, dude. Today, because of the hangover, we went to Korean barbecue, and I fucking pigged out. Obviously, it's all meat, right?
Dude, we went to Sushi Deli, and it was not all meat.
Oh, dude. That's all meat. Like, fuck, man.
I love fucking Korean barbecue.
Dude, it's like... Bunch of bukkake and bukkake and all types of bookiness.
Okay, so Celeste was free on Epic this week. I picked it up because of the crazy good reviews. I looked on, like, for some reason, it was high on the Google. It said, I want to say it was on iTunes. Maybe it's on, like, iOS for some reason. Anyway, it's like 95% positive. And it's just gotten crazy reviews the entire time it's been out there. I played through the first chapter, which took me less than an hour. And it's just not for me, man. These jumping games, these Super Meat Boys, these the end of is nigh. I've heard that most of this is the story and it's the evolution of the game as you go through it. So maybe I haven't gone far enough to really unlock the special. But I'm seeing things that look awesome compared to what I've been playing through. And yeah, man, I don't know if I'm going to put any more. Because it's the base of the game that I'm not cool with, you know? It's the jumping, and the whole game is jumping.
Yeah, but so it doesn't, fundamental problem with
the game. Thank you for wrapping it up in one word, Bobby. As you always do.
You do that to me all the time. Take it, bitch.
it doesn't matter how good the jumping gets, or how much story or how much bells and whistles you put on it, it's still going to be jumping, and it's a hard pass for me.
If you're like all in, like, there's this game called Jump King. Yeah. Have you seen that one?
No.
That game looks like it's fucking hard, and like
there's a lot of those, man. It's just,
you just have to jump to the top, and you just kind of like direct your jump. I don't know. I saw some guy streaming it because it's kind of like that other game, the guy in the with the pickaxe that jumps around and. Remember that? That was
Getting Over It.
Oh, Getting Over It with
Bennett Foddy.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I feel like we're playing 6 degrees of video games here.
That's gross.
No, those are my guilties.
So $20 for this game. And
but it's free on Epic. Right
yeah.
Now.
Free on Epic Store.
Oh, free on Epic, yeah.
Together with Inside, right? Is it Inside?
Inside's the other one, but mm-hmm. I already own it. Look at the fucking reviews on this game.
Views are very good.
Like, off the charts.
Yeah. No, I've heard really good things about this. I think it actually got some recognition and some awards or something.
Yeah. Minnie played it. It wasn't for him either. So, really? Somebody's playing this and somebody's liking it. Or maybe we just haven't put enough time into it.
But I don't...
Have you played a jumping game? Have you played a Super Meat Boy?
Yeah, I love Super Meatball.
Okay.
Super Meatball. Super Meatball.
It's a spicy meatball.
But, no, dude, I would be down to play it, but I'm trying to stick to new games, man.
Right.
I'm trying to play all new games every week. Whatever game comes out, I'm buying it.
Which brings us to?
Blair Witch. Blair Witch came out.
Goddamn master.
Dude, I've been doing it. Like, you see how we do this?
He forced us to segue right now, and it worked perfectly.
But
I just put the games up there. You guys get to it quicker.
But Blair Witch came out this week, and when we spoke about it, a couple months ago, it looked really neat. You know, Bobby saw it. He thought it was freaking cool. I looked at it, and I was like, I love horror games. And I didn't even know, and I have the Xbox app on my phone, and it came up, and it says, you know, Blair Witch is now available. And I'm like, what the fuck? So it's free. Well, it's not free. If you have the Xbox Game Pass, it's you're, you know, you paid for it, whatever. Game's on there. Holy shit, dude. Scared the shit out of me. I don't know how many times it's
jump scares true fear.
True. Both. Some of the best sound design in a game. It's, you need the headphones. You got to have your headphones. No, fuck speakers. Fuck no. Nice. Put your fucking headphones on. Play this shit in a dark room. I was playing. Alana was in the bed watching TV. Mm. This is like 12 noon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm goosebumps. She's like, what? And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm covered in goosebumps, too. That just scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
How are the reviews on this, Bobby? Because I don't trust him.
They are mixed.
Ooh.
Nah, people suck. They don't know
what you know what they need to make?
Okay, I'll
a
give
game
it.
Like this, like, you need to sit in, like, a dildo chair.
Yeah.
Because you'll be, like, jump scares.
Yeah, and you're going to like it.
And like, things are just, like, fucking you senseless. When you're playing scary games.
Why are people saying, like, look at this review. Blair Witch is a walking simulator. Yes, it's a horror game. What do you expect? Have you not played any other fucking horror game, like the Slender Man games.
Or Scary Shitless, sorry.
Yeah.
So you're sitting on the dildo chair. Eating
yeah, a lot
shitless.
Of them are walking simulators or with some light puzzles and not a lot of combat.
That seems to be most of the thumbs down are because of...
They say it's lazy, dude. Okay, so here's.
I like walking simulators.
Yeah, it's that's
if the story.
What
good,
else you want in the in this like very weird like scary like yeah.
It's scary in what sense? Because you see.
The sound design is really good. The atmosphere is really good, especially because it's all dark at night and you're running around. And, like, it uses some mechanics from. Wait. Scroll down, Bobby, really quick. Up. Right there. Outlast. Mm-hmm. Forgot the name of the game. Remember Outlast where you use the video camera to go into... Did you guys ever play Outlast too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Video Bob's camera, night vision mode, remember? It uses a little bit of that element into the game. You have a dog. The dog, I think, is the coolest part. The dog, you have this nice, you know, awesome German Shepherd. And he's following you around and he helps
tell,
you.
You could tell that... Ray, like, really likes that dog. I guess it helps you.
Oh, yeah. He helps the really shit out of you. Bullet is
very
shit,
good.
Dude.
He's a good boy.
Oh, dude, you pet him. You're like, good boy. You give him a treat. Oh, he's such a good boy.
Oh, my God. They're going to kill the dog, aren't they?
No. I'm not going to. Anyway.
Let's not talk about that.
No. It's just, I don't want to say. Okay. I'll put it this way. If you want to know if there's a combat mechanic behind this game, I can't even tell you.
You haven't fought?
No. It's not that. It's just I don't want to spoil that.
Oh,
though it has a very unique one. Combat. I can't say it's combat, but
is it
some
like quick
sort
time
of
event?
Some sort of stealth. Some sort of I don't want to say. It's
is it
very
like
unique? I thought it was really neat.
Fatal Frame.
I never played Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame. You had a camera, you had to take pictures to basically damage the ghosts. And the closer they were to you,
the more damage it would do to them.
Because, like, basically, what's your tolerance with putting up with the scary thing in front of you?
Yeah.
And then I play a lot of scary games too. I love scary games, Ray. This one here, have you guys ever done anything Blair Witch esque? IRL, because me and my brother, we used to, with all of our friends, play Ditch. And Ditch was basically, we would gather like 7-8 of us. And I was a big tomboy growing up. I was always hanging out with my big brother. That's why I'm literally one of the boys. Anyways, we would go out in the middle of the night. And that's when camcorders were the only form of video recording back in the day. Mm. No one had cell phones. And so we would do Blair Witch meets Ditch. So basically we would be playing Ditch, and Ditch is a game where it's basically midnight tag. And what you do is one person is it, and then he is the center point and he has to go and catch you, but you have to find your way back to like the main area, like the tree.
Oh,
and then so, and then when you get caught, the person that you catch has to help you catch everyone else. And the goal is just to make it back to the safe point.
It's kind of like a zombie game.
Yeah, it's like a zombie game, but it's with
that's
tag.
We called it something different.
And we would do that.
We played it too.
Yeah, and then that's all the way back when Blair Witch, the movie. Oh my gosh. That's when Blair Witch came out not too long ago. Forever ago. And then that's the only real life Blair Witch esque that I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to, so Diego, the guy was here that was, you know, the Disney guy. We got really into ghosts. So we started looking into which were the most haunted areas in San Diego.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
So we used to go ghost hunting. We used to take a camcorder. In Hamul, there's an abandoned bakery. But they had the whole backstory of where, you know, the dad went crazy and he blew everyone's brains out. And then he went downstairs and blew his own brains out. Mm. And then he got abandoned. And it was like a farm in the back. The whole fucking thing, right? Yeah. So we read it.
But are there real, like, police reports? Did it really happen? Or is it just
so we were like 19, 20, and the internet was all right. It wasn't that great yet, so it's not that easy. And we're not gonna step foot in a fucking library, especially in Hamul. Fuck that. Yeah. That's like I was scared. I'm like scared of Hamul sometimes. But and we went to that house, and we had the video camera, and I got so into it, dude. We even had a name because Diego was wearing a hat, and the hat just said Lads, L-A-D-S. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, that's the name of what we are. And he's like, what is it? I was like, Life After Death.
Searchers?
Supernatural. two dots, Supernatural.
I think that's called a colonoscopy.
And we were at the house, man. And I was, you know, before we walked in, I'm like, hey, you know, this is Ray. This is Diego. And we had our friend Lauren there and someone else.
You guys
and,
drinking?
No drinking. No, fuck no, dude. We were scared as shit.
There's fucking ghosts.
There's ghosts, dude. I don't want to get murdered. And so I'm walking in there, and I, you know, I say all this stuff. And, hey, you know what, guys? We only want to document you guys and this and that and blah, 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 right? And so we're walking in, and we're doing all this shit, and we're, like, taking pictures. Because, you know, they say take pictures behind your back because they might be following you.
Okay, sure.
Oh man, that's creepy.
I'm not joking. In one of the pictures, anything. You totally see a silhouette of someone behind my friend.
Oh no,
super
no,
creepy.
No, no. No.
Then we go to the basement where supposedly like all this shit happens. We're there, and then I'm just like, hey, if you guys can hear me, make yourself known or make yourself seen. We want to see you, please.
Yeah.
It's like we're only documenting. We're not trying to disturb anything, please. We're like quiet and we're just like nothing. And then we're all in conversation. Yeah, bro, this. Yeah, da, da, da. And then it's just like. We're like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
And this is like 3 a.m. because we wanted to go witching hour.
Right.
So we're like, fuck. What was that? And it's just like. We're like, what the fuck, dude? And we're like creeping out. We're like,
everybody's accounted for?
Yeah. We're all, it's just us.
Was it somebody? Oh, because usually when you're playing a Ouija, somebody's moving the fucking bitch.
No.
So was somebody trolling you within your group?
There's people upstairs. And everyone's in the basement.
Oh, shit.
And everyone's in the basement.
Yeah.
And we're just like, fuck. What are we? And like, and my first reaction is just like, fuck it, I'm going upstairs. Let's go fight whatever's up there. And, I'm running upstairs.
We're only here to document. Two arms.
But no, because in the back of my head, I'm just like, if this isn't a ghost, it's a fucking bum or
right.
Or some dude or some fucking crackhead or something. Yeah. So let's get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be in the basement because there's no way out. Let's go upstairs first. We ran upstairs, ran outside of the house. And we're just like, holy shit.
Ran upstairs, jumped out the window, tucked in, rolled.
Well, here's the crazy part, right?
We burned the house down.
Left one dude behind. Because you always got to leave one guy behind.
Yeah, Diego. We're dead. He's the darkest one.
Oh, gosh.
What's that going to do with it? Take that, Diego.
And we were upstairs. Okay, so then we walked all over the house, checked every room, every nook and cranny and whatever. Yeah. And nothing. There was no one there. Here's the crazy part. It's like we heard the footsteps in the middle of the house, just chilling. Mm-hmm. Diego went down to the basement again, and the house was super old, man. Yeah. So the moment you put the first fucking step on the, you can hear it.
Yeah.
So how did the steps just start in the center of the house?
Because it was a ghost, dude.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's Ghostbusters, bitch. Bye, Blair Witch. Bye, Blair fucking Witch. Awesome game.
Yeah.
It's based on my real life story. It's $27. I'm gonna be honest. The game's around 5 hours, I think.
That's short.
Yeah, it's a 5 hour game. 6 hours? 7?
You know what?
5 to 7? I'm not sure because I did pause it for a little while.
For all of those gamer thoughts that listen to this podcast, I just gave you $1 million premium Snapchat idea playing Five Nights at Freddy's. With an ass dildo, and just let the
I got the VR version of Five Nights at Freddy's. Supposed to be the most scariest shit in the world.
And just like fucking, there you go. You're welcome. I would never, but you're welcome.
Anyways, Blair Witch is a great game. I really enjoyed it. Reviews are mixed. I understand that, but if you like the horror game walking simulator, you're gonna enjoy it. $27, so it's a bit much.
Graphics are good.
I feel, but if you have the Game Pass. Check it out on Xbox Game Pass or the PC Ultimate, whatever it's called. It's $4.99. It's still $4.99. It hasn't gone up to the $10, $15 it's going to be.
Still have it, right?
Yeah. I got it for another 3 weeks, yeah.
Right now, I think if you pay $2, you
How
get it.
How are you not playing Metro? It's bothering the shit out of me.
If you pay $2 right now, I think you get it. A free month for $2. And then Gears is coming out, man, so you can play one of the new games.
I'm not going to play Gears.
Oh, damn it.
I played 4.
Fuck it, I'll play it.
It was terrible, man. For me, it was terrible.
But yeah, game's cool walking simulator. Nice. Dog's awesome. Little, I think the coolest element I forgot to add when you have the camera, right? You can watch tapes because you find tapes hidden, and you when you're watching the tape, if you see something weird on the tape, it's normally at the area you're at. If you pause the tape right there, that item appears in front of you. I thought that was one of the coolest features in the game. Cool. It's pretty cool. But check it out. It's Xbox Pass.
Yeah, I'll have to play this before my Xbox Pass expires,
You'll be there.
And I'm okay. Dude, honestly, 5-6 hours is perfect for me.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for more than that in a game like this.
Yeah. It's just this game was really hard to review because it's so short. Yeah. And it doesn't have that many crazy elements, you know, so much stuff to talk about. It's just the stuff it does have is really cool, and I just really don't want to spoil it. Like, I don't really, really want to spoil how you fight these monsters and, like, how you deal with the witch. And then here's the cool part. You get to walk back into the house from the 94 movie. So that's kind of neat.
Nice.
Bobby, I want to commend you on, like, your video production that you've been doing on our stuff. I already said that it's really good and blah, blah, blah. But you could see that there's a gradual progression. Like your latest one, not Doom, but the one before that.
Rampage.
When you're using clips, you're using things from The Rock. It was great, dude.
I think that one came together well.
That was like a really good one, dude.
Yeah.
And it had a more upbeat feel, less robotic.
Less robotic, yes.
Yeah. Oh, you thought?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I did?
Have you seen any of them?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
I will.
You can do it while you're waiting.
Like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's
So I'm going to make them.
Subscribe to our channel.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep them all between 3 and 5 minutes because I love watching movie reviews on YouTube, but I hate when they're like 30 minutes long. Right. Like that's too much.
And optimally for YouTube, it's like 4 to 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
But, shit.
Yeah, that's glittery vodka. I forgot
It's late in the podcast.
I don't want that.
A bad idea. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
But you know what I changed too? Small little change that I think made a huge difference. I record my VO standing up now. I think it's just a completely different
more
energy.
Engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the temperature. Okay, the surface I'm sitting on and the temperature in this room directly affects my mood.
Yeah, of course, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. I feel like I've cooled down quite a bit.
The hormones.
You guys move around a lot, though. You guys are just like.
I had a monster before this.
Yeah, dude. Like, this couch is vibrating.
I'm sweating, dude.
I'm sticky. I'm sweating on every single surface layer that's touching the velvet cover.
You got to sit really still. That's the trick.
I'm not big on covers.
I'm just chilling right now. I'm doing good. So I watched Doom this week, and the Rampage one. I think that one turned out great. And I'm going to try to do something different. If you watched, I did a lot of the other ones at the same time. So they all kind of blended together a little bit, and. They may not all be like that. They may not all be like the Rampage one. But I'm going to try to do something different with each one. The Doom one, I just finished that one today, and that'll be up on Friday. On the podcast, I'm not going to talk too much about the movie like I used to because just go to the YouTube channel for that. Check out dlgaming.net. You can get right to it.
That and she won't let you anyway.
Yeah. Right. She doesn't like my movie reviews.
What?
You talk all over his movie reviews.
It's hard to get through things. Like, if I mention The Rock, then we go on a 15-minute detour about his biceps, which, I get it. The Rock was also in this movie. He was in Doom, but, oh, my God, man, I forgot how slender he was back in 2005. I mean, slender for The Rock.
Right.
You know, this which is still pretty built.
All the PEDs.
Yeah, well, now he's rich. He takes better steroids.
Oh, I went to the movies, and I saw the trailer for Jumanji 2.
Oh, they're running trailers for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Worst movie ever.
Oh, saw the whole thing.
Oh, man, it's last week all over again. Here we go.
Jumanji, that's how bad it was.
6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
You're the first person I've ever talked to that didn't like it.
Lies.
Sorry, Bobby. Go on.
Lies.
Doom, check out the review when I posted on Friday. I think it came out pretty well. And this movie was not well received by fans or critics. And even though it kind of evened out, it cost $60 million to make. It made $56 million worldwide. Oh, it evened out, but everyone considered it a bomb. And
Sam says she really likes it.
And I did enjoy this movie. Really? What I really tried to explore in my video is why did it not go over so well? What was the problem with this movie? And I think I kind of came close. I was tossing around a few ideas that I think hit the mark. But I did enjoy this movie, and I think that's because I like Doom so much. But also, this is the first time I've ever watched the unrated and extended cut. I didn't even know that existed until now. There is some female frontal nudity in that. which was not in the movie before. There's a few other parts as well. Like, it's a little more graphic, a little more blood and guts, and then also just a few more dialogue scenes. And I think it actually helped. I think it's a better version of the movie, and it didn't add much to the runtime. It's only about an hour 45 or somewhere around there.
Bobby, so The Rock in that movie, does he play Doom Guy? Is he Doom Guy?
They're really, I guess Carl really Urban isn't. Would be the Doom Guy, kind of, but no, not really.
Okay. There isn't really.
Because he, if they remade it, he could totally play the Doom Guy.
Doom Guy is kind of like a faceless character, though. Yeah. You run into the problem with Sylvester Stallone and Dredd, where why are you going to pay a big shot actor if you're just going to cover his face the entire time? Like, Doom Guy is supposed to be somewhat of a faceless entity. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, that's something that I mentioned in my review. Like, if any video game movie deserves a reboot, it's definitely Doom. And I partially blame Doom 3 for the way this movie turned out, because Doom 3 is different from all the other Doom games. I mean, every single Doom game is fantastic, but Doom 3 is great in a different way. It is slow. Yeah, it's a horror game. Very slow paced. And that's what they were going for with the movie. Now, imagine if you reboot this, made a movie that's fast paced, like the new Doom 2016.
Yeah.
It's a different direction.
Maybe something might like work. Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. So, yeah, I don't know. I still like Doom, though. Like, I'll stand by this movie. And because I don't want to spoil my review too much, man, it's not going to live up to my Rampage one. I peaked, guys. I peaked already.
That shit was good.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Check out the Rampage.
It doesn't matter. Sorry.
You know what I realized, too, now that I started checking out some of our social media? I think my videos get more views on Instagram and Twitter than they do on YouTube. So get on YouTube, guys. Come on. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, well, by the way, we're at like 80. We just started our YouTube. We're at like 87 subscribers. We need to get 100
so we can make it the DLG.
Yeah, so we can make have our own URL. So yeah. Please help us out there. Even if you don't watch them, just go and go click
just
it.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Please go on YouTube and report my fake account. Thank you.
I feel like YouTube subscriptions are the least intrusive. Like, I subscribe to a whole bunch of shit, and it's not like it's popping up on my feed all the time.
No, because you need to click on the bell.
Yeah, I don't do it.
You subscribe, click on the bell so you get the notifications.
Yeah, so hook us up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
subscribe,
doesn't hurt you.
And then hit the bell. Hit that bell. Get the notifications.
We like views too, but we're just saying.
Yeah.
We'll take anything at this point. And
make us look good, guys.
I did want to.
I actually had a. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, just about subscribing in general. I had a small conversation, not a conversation, but like Twitch Prime. I am grateful for all the subs that I get.
Yeah.
But my core guildies, these people that I talk up relentlessly, that I hang out with every single day, I found out that some of them use their Twitch Prime on like Tyler One and big time streamers and stuff like that. I wasn't upset, but at the same time, I'm like, you could send that my way. It doesn't cost you anything. And if we were friends in real life, you'd be spending bucks out your ass because we'd be buying each other rounds, maybe even a cup of coffee here and there.
Right.
If we go out to eat, you're spending money and you know, you're dishing in money. And it's like, we've been friends for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of my support that I get from my stream are just people that have been there since my first month of streaming. And that's the truth of my stream.
Yeah.
I'm not on there because I'm looking to overly solicit myself, but it's like the support that I do get, I'm appreciative of. And then I found out that like some of my like nearest and dearest people give their Twitch Prime subs to Tyler One, and I'm like, damn, he doesn't need it.
But if they watch his content, but not your content.
Well, they watch his content, and they also like talk shit on him, and they talk shit on Asmongold. And I was like, you guys are like, this is like, whether it's good notoriety or bad notoriety, it's the Miley Cyrus effect. Like the fact that you guys are even having his stream up, like this Asmongold thing that's going on, it's huge right now.
I'm gonna be honest.
No, it's a dude, and he's the number one WoW streamer right now, and people literally are bashing on him for not playing the game the way it's meant to be played and soliciting on his streamer status, and it's breaking the game, and it's disappointing all of his following.
What's he doing?
He basically is peddling for money, and also like by like asking for donations via WoW Gold to help him buy his first mount because it's not easy. He's not necessarily abusing the system, but he's spamming stockades groups in order to level up quickly.
Well, it's interesting.
He is
because
just
like because I see what you're saying,
but he's just make, like, I see it in a lot of different ways. I see how it's not an authentic classic experience because he was such an advocate for a legacy server, being that he is a legacy gamer and the one of the most renowned WoW players out there. Yet when they actually do come out with a classic WoW, he is abusing the system with his fame. But at the same time, I'm like, come on, he's got all that fame. And if he see, and he's taking advantage of his own fame, and how? Because so I see both sides of the scale here. Yeah.
And then,
but
giving
a lot
gold.
Of people, a lot of his following is disappointed too. But at the same time, it's those people; those are an enablers, nonetheless. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, if I was a fan of his and I give him gold, it's only going to make the stream better. If he has a mount and he can get to places faster, it's better content for me.
Yeah, but so, when we, well, that's
if you
yeah.
don't like it, don't watch it. Just no, like anything else.
I know it's funny because it's like that. That's
so
why I brought up the
right
whole.
Right now,
like,
T talking about how, you know, if you have your Twitch Prime subscription, you give it to people that, you know, that really need it, right?
Yeah, I always give mine to Chi.
Yeah. Thank you. And so I would give mine to Chi, but then sometimes it'd be like,
you want the emotes? I get it.
No, not the emotes. I just because there was a time when Dr. Disrespect would say thank you, whatever you know your name is for the sub. Uh-huh. So you'd sub and just wait.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Evan Sweet TV, for the sub. I'm like, yes! Totally worth it, dude. Yeah, Amazon
I'm
Prime.
I'm not saying that because I'm upset, but it's because.
And then I'd be like, fuck, I'll give it to you next week.
I
was like, how do you not?
Yeah.
I was like,
that could be better.
I've spent on average before when I was making money, like $40 a month on subs. You know, like actual money out of my pocket for people that I enjoyed watching. So for me, that was a little butthurt. I'll be real. And here they are, like complaining about Asmund Gold for 2 hours, but won't throw me free money.
This is how we're kind of talking about the same thing. What I wanted to bring up, we bring up the Fractal Design, we bring up the WASD, we bring up the TwitchCon house all this time. And I just want to say that we appreciate you guys. I feel like it sounds like we're hitting you guys up for money all the time. Obviously, the majority of our people just listen to the podcast and they don't put any money in, and that's fine. It's just like enjoy. I can't believe 3 people listen to this. Like, we get together.
I did. Remember the 12 rule?
Yeah, yeah. If you don't know this story. So we told Chi, it was a joke, that when she came on, that 12 people listen, and she showed up every fucking week for months, thinking that
a year at least
12 to 14 people were listening the whole time. Meanwhile, at the time, it was probably like 400 to 600, but like she was there, dude, super down, just like showing up, doing the damn thing.
Yeah,
and we just appreciate you. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, and it's not about the money. It's more about like
money,
it's
a, or if you don't
to
want
me,
to,
honestly,
don't do it.
That like that. Free sub, it's more like a sense of loyalty, you know.
I did want to say that there is probably on Twitch, on what do you call it, Amazon Prime, there is probably $50 million that people are not using. That's free money that you could just give out. If you have an Amazon Prime, you don't have to give it to us. Just give it to somebody.
If everyone in the world right now use your Amazon Prime and subscribe to our channel,
the way that I
would be the best podcast ever. We'd have we'd probably have like a DLG mansion, and that would be our whole studio.
I feel like
we would have a live producer working with us the whole time.
Yeah,
and it'd be fucking awesome.
I feel like my biggest issue is putting myself out there, doing my streamer thing wrong, et cetera, et cetera. So it's almost like I count on the people that do look out for me to look out for me, because I won't solicit myself.
No, of course. Yeah,
I'll make fucking jokes about dildo chairs or Five Nights of Jump Scare dildo chairs, but I won't fucking actually even, I don't even have an Instagram, guys. So it's like one of those things where it's like, that's why I'm bringing this up. It's not because I'm salty that I'm a salty girl. I'm a very salty gamer, but it's not, I'm not salty.
Now I knew Chi's new emote for her fucking, it's a dildo chair.
This literally happened today. Oh, Chi's streaming. What's she streaming? CSGO. Figures. Wait. 2 minutes later, my fucking teammates are making fucking calls, and I was like, goodbye.
yep. All
right, that's been fun.
All right. So, yeah, Doom was cool. Next week, I've already got the movie picked out. In fact, I've already watched it and scripted it.
Say it so that they can watch it.
Yeah, I'm getting to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And that movie is going to be Super Mario Bros. Woo! The one that started it all.
Damn. The worst video game movie ever, but it's so good.
Oh, so I saw an article that there's a Mario game on PC. Did you guys know this?
Depends. Is it the remake of the 64 version of it?
No.
Is it the one that John Carmack that? And...
No. Rogan?
No. No, John Carmack and the other John. John, God, I can't remember his
Stamos.
Name.
Stamos.
No.
That's a good one.
That's insane that I can't remember his name right now.
Walker.
But they made Super Mario Bros. 3 John for McClane. The PC, and they took it to John Nintendo. And,
John Romero.
John Romero, yes.
Good job, Recycle. Yeah. Helped me out on that one.
Yeah. But they actually made the first level of Mario Bros. 3. They took it to Nintendo, and Nintendo passed on it. And then they're like, okay, well, we'll just, you know, found PC gaming, I guess.
Anyway, PC Gamer had an article on it. It's a terrible game. It's not even worth even looking up. But it was kind of like a point-and-click adventure. But it's just really, really bad.
What, Mario Paint?
No, it was like, where's Mario? And you're playing Luigi in real life. And you have to go and...
Yeah, I remember that game. That was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible Mario game.
Yep.
It was weird.
Wait, Mario is missing?
Yeah, Mario's missing.
That's what it's called.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Wow, that's on PC. I don't recall that at all.
No, it's not a good one.
Trash game.
It was confusing.
Pretty trash.
All right, so let's talk a little news here.
Wait. I know he didn't do your homework, but we should do Bobby's homework for next week.
No.
No?
Or is he... Double homework.
No?
He's doing the video editing. It seems like a lot.
I mean,
you want to do homework?
Coming from Jing,
not
do homework.
Really, because I need to play another game for a possible interview. Don't want to say anything just yet.
Oh, right. I know something about something.
Something about something. But yeah, you do got to play that game. That's true.
Yeah, so Jazz Punk round 2?
Yeah, round 2.
Okay.
I just didn't have time this week, guys.
Okay. And it's not a long game, dude. Honestly, I think you could beat that game in 2 hours,
and
3 hours.
I need access to your account again.
Yeah, we'll set that up.
Yeah, for some reason, it's been fucking up. It's like...
Yeah, a lot. I don't understand that.
If I was Steam, I would just yank Family Share. It must cost them millions of dollars a year.
They probably don't do shit with it, dude, to be honest. They probably just, we made it, there it is, and then if it works, it works. If it doesn't,
no,
go fuck off.
No, but it's costing them.
It makes sense
sales.
When you're an actual family.
Yeah, that.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I...
But then if you're an actual family, the same house, and everyone wants to play at the same time, fuck off.
No, it's for family members that aren't in the same house. That makes the most sense to me, I feel like.
Like, with no hyperbole, we've probably sold tens of thousands of dollars worth of Steam games to people from them listening and taking a risk.
Yeah, they take my money for cases every single week, too, that's for sure.
Cases?
CSGO cases.
So, Nabi opened up 5 cases... like 3 days ago.
That mother, I don't even want to hear this.
He got a knife, and he got a red pistol, and then a red MP5, and then 2 purples in those 5 that he opened.
You're kidding me. A knife? Which one?
He showed it. But
that's cool.
But I'm telling you, his fucking account, for some fucking reason,
I think he's spending a lot.
Anything
more than
he opened? No, he's not. He's not. He's not, dude. He pays $20 and gets $300 worth of skins in one hit. It's his account for some fucking reason. Everything he opens, and I've been there at his house.
He should just invest in his account and buy 100.
Yeah, instead of just 5.
I don't know why he doesn't do it. I don't know why. That actually doesn't make sense.
All right.
First bit of news here. John Carmack appeared on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Did you listen to it, Bobby?
Not all of it yet, because I want to watch it.
Who's John Carmack?
Okay. Wow. All right. Rewind. Record scratch.
We just talked about him.
Yeah, John Carmack, he and John Romero invented PC gaming, pretty much. Like, pretty much, man.
He made Doom.
Yeah, Doom, Wolfenstein. Yeah.
Oh, that's him?
Okay, yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so, and now he works...
Like that's him? Like, oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But now you should hear him talk.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Look at those velvety curtains.
That's because, to be honest, dude, when I started with PC gaming, I didn't do Doom or any of that stuff.
Purple would have been better than gray.
Yeah.
Like, mine was, like, my PC gaming wasn't that. Like, my PC gaming started because, like, I was all console when I was a kid. That's all I played. And then my first PC game, the reason I jumped onto PC gaming was because of Unreal Tournament.
To be honest, I didn't know who John Carmack was either, even though you guys bring him up.
I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
You know how many people just unsubscribed?
No. I mean, when you think about it, like, I'm a diehard gamer, guys, but I don't care about sports. I don't care about celebrities. I don't care about news, but I love video games. I play the shit out of them. I play enough, but I don't do my homework on period. And I don't do my homework on fucking, what's behind the game itself.
It's your age. I think that's what it is. Gee.
And I'm a woman.
No, just your age. That's it. Because like you came in the age of Gaben. This is the proto Gaben. I guess.
And I was extremely young, but I did play Doom and Duke Nukem. Dude,
I knocked this out as soon as I saw Carmack was on. Well, I'm a big Rogan fan. I listen to almost every episode. So I knocked it out literally an hour after it came out.
Yeah, and I hear it's very good. And there's all sorts of articles up about, like, you know, the top five things. But yeah, he's the CTO of Facebook, Oculus. I don't know which one's Oculus. So he was talking a lot about VR, I heard as well.
First 20 minutes?
Oh, okay. So not as much as I thought.
No.
Yeah, he's talked about Dota. But, yeah, I mean, anything John Carmack, I'm always ready to listen to or watch. But if you haven't read it, I'll plug this book again. I read it a couple years ago, and it was absolutely incredible. Masters of Doom. I mean, it's pretty much the story of how PC gaming got started. There was PC gaming back in the 80s and, you know, before him, but it was like...
Not good.
It was like little pixels on a screen. It was like Atari games, basically, is what it was. Wasn't really capable, and then like they just blew it wide open. He, you know, John Carmack invented the technology, the engine, to really make all this possible. And then from what he made, and not only from what he made, but his philosophy on games, he was a very big believer in open source. He didn't mind that people modded it. Yeah. And because he was so open about it, people were able to take that and build other things, and that's how we got.
Pretty much said that he lied to the board so that people can mod. Just because he really wanted mods, he's like, no, guys, this is going to be profitable, without even knowing that it was going to be profitable, and people didn't like that. And so basically...
And that's the reason we have Valve, honestly.
This is the reason we have Valve.
Valve took his engine and made Half-Life, and then that was a hit, and then, you know, continued on from there. So, yeah, I mean, everything really stems from John Carmack. Yeah, everything stems from him, basically. Like, and the most influential person in PC gaming.
How far did you get, Bobby? Halfway?
Not even that far. No, I started watching a bit of the video. I may just download the podcast. I wanted to watch the video, but I may just download it because it's 2.5 hours, and I don't know when I'm going to have time to sit down and watch all of that.
Yeah, it's a lot of times when people are talking, their intelligence like radiates out, like Elon Musk. You can see his eyes bouncing back and forth, and he's thinking about space while he's trying to talk to you, stupid. Like, you're a stupid person. Like, he's just talking to humans, and he's got to come down to our level. But Carmack's very relatable. He understands that he thinks differently than other people, and he talks about that for a little bit, too. Like, he understands that his brain works differently, and he just plays into that. And
He's got a lot of experience doing this, too. He would speak every year at QuakeCon before he left id. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so he's done a lot of this stuff and interacting with people and speaking at keynotes and to crowds. So
is he a good person, though, you think?
I think so. I mean...
Especially since he was open to modding and everything else.
Yeah.
You got to be a good guy.
Yeah, he was a firm believer in that. Yeah, but...
He's actually in support of Crunch Time and... Video games being really hard to make, and how like if you love what you do, you do 80 hours.
I would be interested in listening to this episode.
This is a good one.
I do like Joe Rogan a lot.
It was a good one.
Yeah, he was talking about how he works like 50, 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if that works for everybody, man. I'm not John Carmack.
Well, trust me.
And if you believe in what you do, and a lot of times the problem with crunch is it's like the low grunts. You know, it's the low people on the totem pole that are getting crunched.
Right.
You know, I'll totally, like, if I'm working on one of my movie review videos, I'll crunch that, no problem. But if I'm doing work for somebody else, put that shit on the shelf. All
Once again, if you think Bobby does good work and he should work for himself, just thumbs up something. I don't know.
I wouldn't. I'm not a self-starter, man. I'm not very self-motivated when the mood strikes me. Trace of Bass, thank you for the subscription.
Thanks, homie.
Thank you, Trace.
All right, next bit of news here. Solo streamer hits level cap before top guilds.
Yeah. Yeah, so this guy's out of Malta, which I thought that was like...
No mate.
Malta is actually, I've heard of this place before. It's a place where a lot of people in America go to retire because there's like taxes. A really good tax thing out there. And it's like a beautiful, beautiful scene out there.
I think it's off the coast of Italy, if I'm right, but I'm not sure about that. Some places will even pay you to go there. Like they give you
somewhere in Italy, a couple cities in Italy, they'll pay you to take over these houses.
They want people to come.
They only want like a dollar for their property, but that property is like a super fixer upper. Like, I don't know.
Oh, it is the tutorial area for Age of Empires 3. Yeah, you do start in Malta.
What is the other thing about Malta? Oh, a long time ago on Rogan, there was a guy who makes a living playing poker online. And, you know, that's what he does for a living. He plays out of Malta because the taxes are so good. Anyway, this guy's a gnome mage. He beat everybody. I don't know how he did it. I guess I read the article. He did some tricky stuff, but nothing crazy.
Did he do multi-boxing or anything like that?
What's that?
No.
How would that scroll help you down. Level faster?
What's multi-boxing?
It'd be too hard.
It's when you hook up a mouse and keyboard to several computers and you play, like, multiple characters at once, so you level them up at the same time.
Yeah, like a... Like, you're your own group, basically. But no, what he did was, the trickiest thing that he did do that people gave him shit about was he would join groups and then leave the group, which spawns more mobs. And he only started doing that at level 48. Like, or what's the max cap? 60 or 50?
60.
Okay, so at 58, he started doing that. So he saved himself an hour to an hour and a half, he said. He streamed the entire thing.
Slow down, I actually want to read this article.
All right, hold on, guys.
I was like, I grabbed Bobby by the nipple. I was like, Bobby, I gotta read this. But keep talking. I actually want to read this article.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Slow down a little bit. I'm a quick reader.
Oh my god.
Even no, all the way down. Okay.
So he streamed the entire thing, huh?
Yeah.
He had 350,000 people watching his stream when he hit the level cap. Yep. That's ridiculous.
And Homeboy, I mean, not homeboy, the other side, the guild.
It is called layering, guys.
Yeah, which requires a player to join and then leave a group, which makes the group of enemies respawn in the area without having to wait.
Holdover from more modern incarnations of WoW, so it's not vanilla. Layering didn't exist in vanilla and looked down upon in some circles, but it hasn't phased him. Wow, way to go.
Yeah, but okay, so...
Jokered.
Joining a group where? Like, just out in the open?
I think just, like, having people invite him or invite
someone. Give this man $3 million. He just won the WoW Classic tournament of making it to level 60. You know how hard that is? There were 7 million people that came back for Classic. So don't you think, outside of some fuck boy, not some fuck kid. Sorry, kid. Sorry.
Are you talking about Ray?
No.
He drinks like WoW.
Fuck bro. Get it right. God damn it.
Anyways, some kid on Fortnite. Bam. This homeboy. Just beat 7 million people to levels fucking 60. That's the true fucking battlegrounds right there. That's a gamer. What a fucking gamer.
No, it's not. Booga's fucking amazing. Fucking 16-year-old kid. He did totally deserve the $3 million. The guy is fucking great at a game. He played it smart. He didn't even have to win, be first place in the Fortnite battles to win. He got enough points, enough kills. The kid is awesome. Kid's still fucking great. Watch his streams. Watch him play. Watch him build. That's fucking skill, Chi. He deserves those $3 million.
Keep cutting that kid
on a
out.
Game that only existed.
Who cares how long it existed?
Doesn't matter.
So it's like tomorrow the best game in the world might come out. And that's
so
awesome.
Let's make a whole new game called...
A whole new world.
Toe Ball.
Toe Ball. Let's play fucking Toe Ball.
And fucking give these dude millions of dollars to play fucking Toe Ball.
Fuck it.
Man, that was...
That's smart.
Yeah, you're right. Toe Ball wins the argument.
That was the poor Toe Ball. Come on, John Carmack.
What are we talking about now?
John Carmack's new game called Toe Ball.
Okay, I'll stick around. I can make it.
All right. Okay, we don't have too many. We had a lot last week, and it went on a bit too long, but we got a few right here. First one comes from Kind of a Big Deal. I haven't heard much said about Borderlands 3 on the cast. For me, this game was bought the day it dropped. Any of you game?
So
we talked about it a lot, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about it.
We were super excited.
Yeah, we were a little divided over it, too. I think she said no because of the Epic thing. And Emilio and I were like, yeah, probably day one.
And I've never played it.
No, you were like, I don't get it. I don't get why it's so special.
Yeah, because I was like, because then you were like, this happens and this happens.
I didn't even
know
it was out because I don't.
It's not out.
Oh.
He makes it sound like it's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went and looked it up. It comes out the 13th. So it's not too far.
Of this month already?
Of this month, yeah.
Wow.
Fuck my life. Really?
So here is my thing. If I buy it on Epic, will I be able to play on people that are on Steam when it comes out on Steam?
Unless they do the whole Destiny thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Destiny came onto Steam and they
transfer your account.
Well,
I assume you'll be able to.
I'm going to assume you can because they have their own, what's that company called?
Gearbox.
Gearbox. They have their own like sub thing that you got to log into to get all the, what do they call it? They have some sort of chests that you have to like log into their online network to play. Anyway, yes, dude, I'm super excited for Borderlands 3.
I would totally play this while in queue for a while.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I'm ready for another Borderlands game. I got a feeling it's going to be a hit on the Discord server, too.
And I'm ready to try it for the first time ever, so fuck it, dude. I'm down. I'm 100% down for this game.
All right, next question from Sniper. What's each of your favorite sci-fi, fantasy, erotica?
Like, I don't get what he's trying to say. Like, the erotica would be like...
Like a novel?
Within the game?
Or a game?
Or outside of the game.
Hmm. Within the game or without? I would say...
Oh, my God. Amateurs over here. Jesus
Christ.
Wait,
erotica itself is novel. It's fan fiction, but with...
Why don't you guys let me answer the question here?
It's sexy fan fiction. That's right.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Genital jousting.
Now. Sorry, I forgot. Like,
no?
So, I played a game called Headlander, and there's a room called the Fondalorium in there.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend that. But what takes a cake, Mass Effect 2, you can purchase a described as titulating alien magazine called Fornax here. This is a screenshot from my Steam account here. So, yeah, at the Omega Market for 4 credits, you can buy your own copy of Fornax. And look at that alien up there just spread out.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Looks like a facehugger, but more purple.
I think Bobby needs a pillow again, too.
Okay, so I can answer this. It would definitely be Rick and Morty's VR adventure, whatever that's called.
What is that called?
I don't know.
Rick and Morty's VR adventure.
Let's go with that.
No, erotica, isn't that...
It's virtual reality.
We're talking about
virtual reality
inside of a game. Gee.
Is he?
Yeah.
So it's a... So. Wait, it's erotica novels?
I think you guys are reading too much into
erotica.
It.
I don't know.
Pretty much every listener question is just an opportunity for you guys to, you know, be funny or be entertaining or, you know, be smart.
We're
about
really
something.
Trying to figure this one out, right?
You guys are just like
in-game sex scenes, in-game erotica, I guess, or anything sexually.
So I'm going with virtual reality,
reality.
There's a point where you try to log into his computer, and it's just intergalactic porn pop-ups popping up all over the place.
Nice.
I thought it was so hilarious. That,
I remember
that would
that
be
part.
My favorite one. If I'm answering this correctly, I got to pee.
There are no wrong answers. You guys don't get it. But yeah, that is a great game.
I've never had any fantasy, sci-fi, erotica, anything.
Your favorite, though?
Well,
I don't even
watch porn.
Games.
It's just like, hey.
You obviously play games that have some sexuality in them. So
I can't think of any other than The Witcher. I've never played Mass Effect because I never got into it. I thought it was so, that was all right.
What the hell?
I know, that was all right.
Okay.
But I don't remember any games that's like really...
Like, it's weird how every single cast, you come in and shit on some of the best every single time. Last week it was supposedly, Jumanji? And then the week before that, it was something else. I forgot. But you literally shit on some of the best, like the highest tier of games.
I know, it's just not...
It blows my mind.
That game wasn't for me. It just wasn't.
All right.
It's not the same game. It's like, you might like a game. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird. You know, I've learned, like I said this a week or two ago, I don't count out games anymore, though, because sometimes I really don't connect with it, and then I return to it a year or two later, and it's like, wow, okay, I get it now.
It's just Mass Effect never caught my attention. And then finally, here's the thing. I wasn't going to start playing Mass Effect 3. I wasn't going to start playing Andromeda. So I was like, all right, let me play Mass Effect. And I, when I had the Origin Pass came out, when we got Anthem, that's when I bought the Origin Pass. I was like, let me try Mass Effect. This is last year or this year, last year, and no, this year. And I loaded it up, and then I started playing a little bit, and I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, like this is dated for me. I'm not liking this, and then I just backed out.
Okay.
I just completely. I was like, I'm not trying this. I'm not even gonna, you know, I missed it.
Yeah,
I missed the boat on this one.
It might be too old to play. I don't know.
Well,
I missed the boat on it. There's no way I'm getting into it.
My favorite video game erotica history or experience would be Five Nights at Freddy's on the 4NX chair.
Dirty.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Next question, Bobby.
Next question from Cricket Soldier. Yeah, we can do this one without Amelia. He says, in my experience, I have noticed Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2 both utilize the Xbox Vision camera to allow you to customize your character with your own face. So my question is, why isn't this feature utilized more?
My guess is that it probably takes too much programming, too taxing on the game, and it's not that desired. Like, people weren't like, oh my God, you could put your... I mean, they were when it first came out. But
some of the first games that did it was the PS2 when they had the eye toy camera. That was some of the first times I saw it with like NBA game or whatever. I forget what game it was.
People were taking pictures of the dicks.
Yeah, dude, you got Dickhead James and it was awesome, dude.
So I don't think the demand pays off. Otherwise,
just imagine like having you and your friends coming over and you're gonna play, you know, fucking one on one fucking NBA, and right. you load up your character just a giant butthole, and your friends like that's hilarious.
This is stuff that would happen,
and then you're like, that's my butthole.
Okay,
that'd be awesome, man.
All right, cool, man.
I don't know. I've never seen that feature on a PC.
I'd play with my butthole.
Okay.
I get it.
But he doesn't watch porn, guys. Let's get that clear.
No, right. I just play my butthole.
All right.
You don't need porn for that.
See the way you're feeling? That's the way we feel when you're talking about the dildo. When I walked in, you were laughing like a gut laugh. What were you guys talking about?
The dildo chair that you just referenced.
The dildo chair.
Oh, damn it. I missed it when it was funny.
You missed it when it was funny.
All right, Duck asks, with all the fads in gaming lately, at what point do you decide that a game is dead and you want to uninstall and move on?
Every week when a new game comes out.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much.
It's hard, man. I deleted some games today off of my Epic account that I forgot that I were on there. They were...
World War Z, I deleted it last week.
Did it today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's... Honestly, if people wanted to play, I'd play it.
I'd go play it. Yeah. But there's too many games.
I've just started avoiding games that require me to come back day after day, week after week. I don't know.
Enjoyable games?
I feel like gaming is almost very much similar to modern day dating, where you have so many options and like you are kind of like, you know, you get catfish, you're overpromised, and then you actually go on the date.
We got
and then
catfish you realize, with Anthem.
Yeah, and then you realize, wow, you're nothing like you are in the pictures. There are so like
she's totally redeeming herself right now. This is good.
Yeah. It only takes one red flag for me to be completely turned off and know that you're not worth a second date.
Yeah.
And then instead of ghosting, you're uninstalling the game.
Yeah.
And you can't get your money back for
this analogy
that
went through. She like enology.
The gamer and enologies.
What's it, Dumb and Dumber? Once I thought you couldn't fuck up anymore, you totally fucking redeem yourself.
So it's like rhinoceros, it's like anal, it's not analology.
What? You're losing us, Chad.
You're losing us, dude.
Quit while you're ahead.
Analogy, like an analogy, but it has anal in it.
Okay.
Analogy, and then the callback on the rhinoceros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, never
mind. Nailed it. You're doing good.
There should be a Tinder for games then, man. There should be like an app, and you just swipe left and right. You look at a trailer, you're like, left.
That's initially. All right. I mean,
Curator and Steam.
We should.
Not Curator, but the queue. I went through mine today.
But that's not left and right, is it? You did put yes and
no,
right?
Remember those PlayStation demo CDs? Instead of like, so maybe you'll just demo like 20 minutes of the game and then just, you know, go, you know, and then just move on.
Yeah.
But
who wrote that for her? Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
All right. Next question. Oh, another one from Cricket Soldier. Imagine you are a character in a MOBA game. What is your ultimate ability?
Nuke.
eye roll, apparently.
Yeah. That was a good one.
It brings down the morale of the other, of the enemies.
Mine would have to do, it would have to be like 0 to 100 rage fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be me.
I used to nuke.
Oh.
That was the first thing I said.
Well, okay.
Just fuck it.
Is it an existing
ult? You know why?
Or... Oh, no.
Because MOBA suck. Just blow. No, I'm joking. So they're kind of cool.
Literally I did carry, low. I'm built to carry things. I do it very easily. So it would be like moving towers around or something like that.
That's stupid.
What?
Why wouldn't you want to move your tower further back?
No, would you help. Would you could be a transport. You could maybe instant mule. Pack like instant mule in
just
Dota.
Call me?
No, no, in Dota 2, you get a mule.
Oh, right.
And then the mule will bring your items to you, mm-hmm. and maybe you have an ult ability.
I want to move towers. Can I move towers? That sounds like it would be nice, right? If you can move your towers,
you should have an back. Ultimate mule ability. And I'm not saying that to be like anything. It's just. You don't play Dota. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm offended.
I had a really good one, but it's really racist, so I can't use it. But it's really good.
I'm not trying to be racist. It's an actual
MOBA ability. But it's racist
ability.
Against, you know, my own race.
Build
so.
The wall.
That's just dope.
All right. Next question from Days. What has been your favorite game that began as a flop, but with time really became the game you always wanted it to be at launch? I feel like she's hinting at No Man's Sky here.
Well, guess the first thing that I thought about.
I think she's hinting at like Fastidious. Like every game.
What other ones did really well?
Or really bad at launch and then became the game you wanted.
I know the game in my head, but I...
Well, describe it.
It's a space game, first person. You're in a spaceship and it has really good graphics and it's...
Everspace?
Yeah, Everspace. Damn. That is amazing. Everspace, when it first came out, it was good. And then when they had the 1.0 release, it was everything that you wanted to. But I had played so much at that point that I didn't play too much of 1.0. But had 1.0 came out initially, I would have even been more fanboy. Everspace, first-person roguelike, AAA fucking graphics. Check it out if you like roguelikes. I love that game.
Yeah, I can't think of a good answer to that. Chat says every Total War game, Battlefront 2. I don't know. Chi, got anything?
Well, I know this isn't the right
Time
answer. No, I would say Stardew Valley.
Okay, yeah, the multiplayer is huge.
I love Stardew Valley, and before I modded it, it wasn't doing it for me. Mm-hmm. And I know that's very vain for me to say that. I was really upset more so than anything. Like, you know what they say about bad first impressions? Mine was like when you start out in Stardew Valley, you get all of your equipment right off the bat. And I was like, I've never played a Harvest Moon game where I didn't have to earn my toolbox. And so that turned me off. I know.
The upgrades was the cool part. That's what you worked for. You worked for the actual upgrades.
You actually get upgrades in all the other Harvest Moon games, too.
Oh, no. But, I mean, I love Stardew from the beginning, but I never played the Harvest Moon game.
See, I played all the Harvest Moon games, and then I got into Stardew. But, anyways, so it took a little bit of...
Can you have a boyfriend in Harvest Moon? Like a gay one? Because Stardew, you can.
So that was really cool.
Why do you want so many... Why do you want all the boys to love you?
I know.
Because that's how you.
I fell in love with a boy in Stardew.
The game, anyways. The reason why Stardew
scared me a little.
Stardew, I was very vain. I was comparing it to the Harvest Moons that I love the most, and then also the graphics were really deterring for me initially. And then it took me modding the fuck out of the game, and eventually, you know, all those patches, and also not so much multiplayer didn't really sell me so much. But I think being able to mod the game and having a more established wiki or like I always played Harvest Moon games with strategy guides.
Yeah.
So once it became a well worked through game.
Sorry,
what are you talking about?
What? I just laughed because I read the chat.
Oh.
I'm not laughing at you, sorry.
So once the game was actually worked through and people had content for community content out there, that's when the game became something for me. And I'm pretty sure a lot of other Stardew players can concur.
Sorry, it's so. But Warconius has some really good suggestions. Battlefront 2 got better,
which is
Rainbow
true.
Six Siege, what I was thinking about, it went from like garbage to starting to compete with Counter Strike for a little bit.
Starting
For Honor went from like a bomb to like people were actually playing it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sniper says Warconius is mom. And then he says she was never disappointing. He says, it's true, I'm sorry.
That was good.
This is what you're missing if you're not joining us.
For me, honestly, if you fuck up, I'm never coming back to you, dude. I just gave up on you. I'm not going to. It's just,
well, it's tough to have that standard in a world of early access.
That's the thing. We get so many games in early access. I try playing it when it comes out. And if I didn't like it, and it comes, and 1.0 comes out, I'm probably not going to give it a shot anymore because I moved on. I moved on, bro. There's someone else better looking and cuter and bigger butt.
What's funny is that you don't actually apply that to real life, though.
What are you talking about? That's how I don't go back to any game, ever.
Not video games. I'm talking about your other relationships.
Oh, wow. Don't go there. Don't go there.
But this is why they call you Special Edition Ray. Like, when you buy something, you want it at the best it can be.
Yeah, of course. Why would you buy something? Sometimes the hype makes me buy something, right? People talking about it. Play right now. It's fucking sick. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll buy it. I play it. It's all right. And then I move on. And then everyone's like, dude, now the game's great. And I go, fuck off. I'm not going to play the game anymore. It disappointed me the first time. Fuck off. I'm never installing it again. I move on. A new game comes out. Something's better. I love my girlfriend. Shut up. Anyways.
These couches are growing on me. What about you, Chi?
No, they're disgusting. Get rid of this shit. It's horrible.
Please. They're really gross and they're hot.
It's so bad. I feel like I'm stuck in some like 70s fucking like.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, dude.
Oh. Maybe we need a poll on Discord.
Yeah, we need a stripper pole right here. This looks like a fucking champagne room.
Nice turnaround on it, though.
All right. Warconius asks, favorite part of a chicken?
I would be a bottom buddy.
The whole cock.
Bro. Power bottom. Power bottom.
She's on fire. Welcome back to the tea show.
What did you say?
The whole cock.
The whole cock? What do you mean?
Chicken. Male chicken.
Oh, you already said the next question. Sorry, I was like reading the other shit.
The thigh, obviously.
The wings.
Yeah, too much work for a little bit of meat. I don't like ribs either for the same reason.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's too much bone.
No, there's beef ribs. Oh. Beef ribs are bigger. They're delicious.
Oh, man.
With the breast?
Yeah.
Breast is like the healthiest.
I'm going to make a Bobby wow alt breast, and call it a thicken.
What?
Wow alt and call her a thicken instead of a chicken.
Wait, chickens don't have cocks. Chickens are females, aren't they? Wait, I'm no. Never mind.
A chicken is a cock.
My favorite part
is the whole thing.
Isn't the cock a rooster?
Have you guys ever seen Rockadoodle?
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah. Is that with Mel Gibson?
I don't know. I gotta watch that one.
No, you don't.
Anyway, Rapid Mewtwo in chat says, just want to say, love the new setup. Couches look good.
Wow.
All right, it is. Decided.
Dude, get rid of it, right?
Here you go. Rep is educating us. He says hens and roosters are chickens. So it's a race. Chickens are a race.
Wait, what?
Species.
A race? What? Fuck.
Somehow that was racist.
Chickens are a race.
Oh, honestly, awesome. Guys, I haven't played that much.
Build a wall.
Build a wall.
Looks like
a very low wall.
I'm only level 18.
Build a coop.
Them bitches can't fly.
I'm only level 18, and I've mostly been in queue, so I haven't played that much. Trust me, compared to how I used to play, I could have made it to level 18 in one day. So, but I'm a warrior, and it's taking me longer. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all we got today. What's everyone playing next week?
I will definitely be playing probably mostly Classic WoW with occasional CSGO games. Don't ask me to play anything else. Like I said, I'm trying to build up a guild. So if you're interested in joining in, reach out to me. We're going to make it to endgame.
That's cool, too.
Jazz Punk, and probably that's what I'm going to have time for.
What's coming out this week?
Well, Borderlands very soon, right?
Yeah, but
that, no, that's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. I don't think anything big this week, but we're entering that time of year where all the games are going
to
come out.
Yeah, that's true. So
brace yourself.
All the way up to November.
I will be playing, I picked up this week Telling Lies.
Okay.
The Sam Barlow
yeah,
game
yeah, yeah.
from the guy who did Her Story. So
why would you be doing that, Bobby?
I don't know. You know.
Okay.
I loved Her Story. I know I talked about it on this podcast in 2015 when it came out. So I will definitely be playing that and talking about that next week.
You know what I haven't played? I haven't touched. It's my fucking VR. I'm going to play a VR game this week. Something new.
Cool. Oh, nice. Please
bought
take
a
advantage
couple
of that VR.
I bought a couple that I still haven't even tried.
I would.
Do you know they have a Rampage VR game? I think I mentioned that last week.
Rampage.
Yeah,
VR.
Yeah. You played some of the video, right?
It's probably a free one, right? Because the movie ones are promos made and they're like these free games. They're like the Spider-Man.
It didn't look that great.
She was trying to solicit the VR from Ray, and Ray literally linked her where to buy it. That was his response.
Yeah, I know.
That's
it's
a fucking dick move, right? But I appreciate the laugh.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
You know what kind of game you're into?
Okay, think of it this way, man. Someone's asking you, let me borrow your VR. Sure, here's $1,100. Here you go. And please take care of it.
No, it's like, let me borrow it for a weekend.
And it's not like VR is like something you can't break that easily. You know what I mean? VR has all these cables and sensors and stuff hanging up on walls. And you do one wrong move, you pull everything off and you might break it. VR is actually very delicate.
Yeah. Mm. That's why I didn't want to go with that one. But that we'll talk about that.
VR is very delicate. No, dude, we should go with the Oculus. The one that doesn't have the sensors. And just that one's so
easy. Carmack talks about that one. You should listen
quite
to that
well
podcast,
made, Cricket. Is it really $1,100 if you don't use it ever?
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it?
That's a wrap.
Yeah. Quick story. Like, between WoW and CS, I actually, with Q time, it popped while I was in a CSGO comp game, and I would alt-tab in between rounds just to stay alive. Like, that's what like, you got to do if you're playing WoW right now. Like, that's the frustrations that WoW players are dealing with.
Have you been keeping up with your stream schedule that you said that you were
going to? No, because I'm actually still working a lot. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So, do you start school next week?
I started last week.
But Mondays? You're not going to be able to do Mondays starting when?
Starting next week.
Okay, so we got to Sundays.
Go back to Sundays.
Okay, so Sundays sometime in the evening, starting next week, guys. We'll try to stick to a schedule, but Ray's an asshole.
Yeah, I have class.
out here trying to get an education, messing things up for everybody else.
I feel like Sundays,
I'm sorry, guys.
Here's the thing.
I have class at 4, class ends at 5:15. I have traffic, though. I could possibly make it here at 6.
From San Diego State?
From San Diego State.
I'd rather we start a little bit later on, because I think Mondays are working out really well. Okay. I'd rather start like 15 minutes, 30 minutes later.
6:30?
That's a full day for you. That's work, then school. Yeah.
Dude, that's podcast. What I've been doing ever since I've been back to work, man.
Oh, yeah, so fuck off, right?
You guys want to try it? Next Monday, I get off class. They come right haul ass over here.
Let's see what time it starts.
Let's see what time it starts.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's try. You down?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not working Mondays right now.
Okay, cool. So, like, 7.
6:30.
7 Mondays, man.
6:30. 6:30 or 7. Yeah.
All right, we'll see how it works out. Between 6 and 7 next week.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, Community College Tits.
I don't go to Community College.
Oh, sorry.
It's San Diego State.
That for sure is going to be velvet.
Velvety tits, yes.
Oh, do you like them now?
No, I fucking hate them. All the velvets. I actually don't like velvet. I despise velvet. I have nothing velvet.
It's so soft.
It's warm. No, it's not sexy at all. Gross.
You're soft.
I think I accidentally muted us for a second.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. When?
When I started the music.